It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Well, good evening, everybody, from St. Joe, Missouri. It is time for the 2025 Missouri 8-Man Football Show Me Bowl. We interrupt our basketball coverage of the Mountain State Tournament this week for a very good reason. The Rockport Blue Jays are in the state championship, the Show Me Bowl, tonight at St. Joe against the Worth County Tigers. Rockport coming in here, 13 wins, no losses on the year. Worth County, 12 wins, one loss. That one loss back in week one of the season to the Rockport Blue Jays by a score of 34-26. The two teams will match up here again tonight, and we had a chance to visit with Rockport coach Dalton Jones, as we do every week before their game, about tonight's matchup and about the season and about his outgoing senior class, which isn't very big, just four young men in that senior class, but they have been tremendous leaders for Rockport. Coming up, a visit with the coach. We'll find out his thoughts on tonight's ball game. Randy Gatula, Cody Schwall will bring you the action tonight. Kickoff set at 7 o'clock here at Spratt Stadium in St. Joe. Back with the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
It's time now to talk football with Rockport head coach Dalton Jones. As the Blue Jays have reached where they wanted to be, the Show Me Bowl, you got to get here to win that championship. Coach, your kids have come through every week of the season so far, 13-0 on the season going into tonight's game. Win, lose, or draw, boy, what a spectacular season your kids have had.
Oh, yeah. No, this has been fun. I got a great group of kids. They made this season super special. It was easy to come to work every day. You know, it was easy to stay late, make sure we were in the right spots, so we had our ducks in a row as coaches. They've made it so much fun. They grinded it out. We've had to deal with some adversity. We've had to deal with a lot of stuff. You know, teams giving us our best shot every week, and we executed. We played well, and that's a huge testament to our guys and their ability to focus on what they needed to focus on, take it one day at a time, and they're reaping the rewards of that. You know, win, lose, or draw tonight, this has just been an incredible year, a year that this town will never forget, our community won't ever forget, our school won't ever forget. So super blessed, super thankful for the work that they've done, and just excited to see them show that off in front of the entire state tonight.
Well, tonight is the Show Me Bowl. Last week it was the Snow Me Bowl up at Rockport against Concordia. You won 46-7. Just for the fans that can't make it tonight listening in, that had to be quite a game for everybody to play in, coach in, or even sit in the stands in.
Oh yeah, no, it was that was something. You know, I mean, when the game started and you get the kickoff, you know, you got snow coming down and you know, the wind's blowing. It was a man, that was exciting. And then to be able to just grind one out and figure out what we can do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun, and to see our community still show up and be excited and light up. It was that was a lifetime memory there for sure.
All right, Worth County, you beat them early this year. First game of the season, 8-point game. Your closest game of the year, 34-26. Week one. You know, your team's better than they were then. We know their team's better than they were then. What do you expect to see out of Worth County tonight offensively?
Well, I think they're gonna stick true to who they are. You know, they're gonna run the ball. They're gonna try to be physical. They're gonna try to punch us in the mouth. That's what I imagine they're gonna do. That's what they hang their hats on. They're a bunch of farm kids over there that like to stick their nose in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're coached well. They do what they do well. They're going to be physical. You know, our guys are just going to have to try to keep them hemmed in, not let them get the edge. And then we're going to have to make tackles, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. They come in here, and if a team comes out tonight and they do something completely different than what they've done all year, you probably got the game won if they're in that kind of shape. So I don't expect that at all from either squad.
No, I mean, I think both teams have a real good grip on who they are, and I think we're going to both focus on that. They'll make some adjustments, you know, especially against our offense. They'll make some adjustments. They're really come after us, I think, and really try to stop Brock and stop Jack. And, you know, they're going to give it their best shot, and, you know, so are we. It's just going to be about the guys up front. Can we establish a line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball? Can we hold on to the ball? Can we have ball security and really focus there and just match their intensity and match their focus? And yeah, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I expect it to be a good 15-round prize boxing fight. And, you know, we'll see who's left standing at the end of it.
Well, on that line of scrimmage, how's the matchup look size-wise between the two?
I think they match as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have some maybe just a touch advantage there in terms of our size. I'm not, you know, they're going to come after us hard. They're going to be physical. It's going to be a test for those guys up front, no doubt. I mean, they're hungry. They're wanting revenge. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have to really, really rest high on our fundamentals and really just trust the process and take it one play at a time. That's for sure.
Well, last week, I don't remember, the first two touchdowns or two out of the first three were passes to Jack Meinerkorth. Not that that's anything new or unusual, but it's different than what you've been able to do here recently. It's going to be hard for another team defensively to stop two players like Jack and Brock at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You hope so?
I hope so. Yeah, no, it's, you know, I know it'll be a challenge for them, but you know, they're such a good staff. You know, I got nothing but respect for them. They'll have a good plan and they'll try to take that away from us. We're just going to have to be able to weather that storm a little bit. You know, and just try to execute a couple plays here and there and not get a bunch of penalties. That'll be a big thing too, is you know, not getting penalized on either side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We can get the run game going. We can maybe open up some passing if we need to. And, you know, like I said, just see what happens. Should be a good game.
Absolutely. We looked at the numbers. They're just crazy. You average almost 68 points a game. They're 55. You only allow 13. They only allow 17. So there's no way to tell. It's either going to be a high-scoring game or a low-scoring game or somewhere in the middle, which is what you played the first time.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I think for us, it's, you know, that's why I say it's such a huge honor to play these guys, because I think it's very two very similar teams.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, playing each other. And, you know, they have a long tradition there, Worth County, just, you know, winning state championships or being in state championships. And they, you know, they've seen their uncles or brothers, cousins all play state championships or win state championships. And, you know, they're going to, you know, they've really worked hard this year to really get those numbers up and really focus on the same things we've been on. So, it's just going to be a fun one, I think.
And you talked a little bit about with me last week. While it would have been nice for your Rockport Blue Jays to play Archie, the two-time defending champions, in the championship and end that streak, well, Worth County took care of that for you. But you don't mind playing Worth County at all because it's a team you know a little bit, scouting a little bit easier. I mean, the game's any easier, but it may give us a little bit less work to do during the week, things you already know, hopefully.
Yeah, no, something made it a little bit, you know. Yeah, we knew who these guys are. We, you know, we've played them before, so we were able to, it made the scouting, I guess, a little bit easier in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is I was proud to make it to state myself, mm-hmm. ourselves, but then to have another Northwest Missouri team make it to state, and let this be a battle of Northwest Missouri, that's something I'm very proud of too, and I know they are too, is just that aspect of it. So yeah, it's two similar teams, two teams that know each other. They feel like they left some meat on the bone. We feel like we left some meat on the bone the last game. So it's both teams have the same goals, both teams have the same mentality, same philosophies. You know, and program wise, I think that both teams stand for the same things, you know, trying to help kids and make kids better, in the long term. So that's, you know, that's a huge deal. It made our lives, easier in one sense in terms of scouting, but it's not super easy. I mean,
right.
To get ready for these guys because they're physical. They got the right mentality and they're, you know, they want to win just as bad as we do. So, yeah, like I said, and I know I keep saying it, but I'm just excited. It's going to be a fun one. And, like I said, a huge honor to be able to play these guys.
Coach, one more thing. You say goodbye to some seniors tonight. You don't have a whole lot of them, but it's great to see the kids move on, but you hate to see them go too if that last game is always tough, but I'm sure they wouldn't want to end it anywhere but here tonight.
No, you know, Ryder Heron, Clinton Jackson, Camden McEnany, and Tayden Cook, they've had unbelievable careers for us. Ryder's been a four-year starter. Camden's been in there for 3 years just working hard, and you know he's dealt with some injuries through his career and has really got to play through this whole season, which is awesome. Quentin has worked just so hard to be a two-year starter, and he's done an amazing job for us. Tayden Cook works really hard, and really earned the right to be, I think, one of the best linebackers in the state of Missouri. These guys are special. You know, they've dealt with a lot. They dealt with a coach who really didn't know what he was doing early in their career, and maybe still doesn't know what he's doing. And you know, they went 3-7 2 years ago and won a district title the next year. And then now here they are finishing out their careers in a state championship. So, they have changed the program, around. They've made this school very proud. They've made this community very proud. Along with the guys underneath them, they all have. And, I couldn't ask for a better group of leaders, a better group of seniors, and, they've worked so hard for me, and I just can't tell you how proud I am of them because they just mean a lot to the school and to the program. And to me personally, they're just a special group of kids, and I'm just incredibly thankful that I got a chance to get to know them and maybe help them out in any way I could.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for taking the time to visit with us today and all season. Good luck in the game tonight.
Thanks, John. Thanks for a great year. I really appreciate all the time you put in and the coverage you've given us. It's been an honor and a privilege. Thank you very much.
Glad to do it. We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance, rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative. 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
No matter where you are in the Tri-State area.
We bid you good evening from Spratt Stadium on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joseph, Missouri. It's time for state championship football tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The Rockport Blue Jays 13-0 coming into this one, facing off with the Worth County Tigers. They are 12-1. And just like last week's game, it's going to be a cold one, Cody Swong.
Yes, it sure is. 24 degrees feels like 16 with that southwest breeze coming out about 8 miles an hour. It's supposed to get down to around 19 degrees, but, Randy, no slush, no snow on the field, so at least the conditions are a little better than last week for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's going to be a big improvement over the game just 5 days ago last Saturday. One interesting thing to point out, one of the fans told me, Cody, that these two teams, of course, they play in the very first game of the season this year, and Rockport got the win in that one, 34-26. They played on August 29th, and it was 84 degrees at kickoff. Tonight is 24 degrees, 60 degrees difference. I can't imagine that those two teams, when they left the field that day back in August, even in their wildest dreams, thought that they might get a rematch in, of all places, here at Spratt Stadium in the state championship. They call it the Show Me Bowl, Cody, and for good reason. This is the Show Me State down here.
Yeah.
This game has been moved around over the years. John Nixon and I covered Mound City in state championship games in this very stadium several times. Oh, it's been 20 years ago. Since then, we've done games a couple of years in a row down at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. We've been to Faroe Field down in Columbia a couple of times for the championship, and now they've brought them back to Northwest Missouri, and we couldn't be happier to be here in Spratt Stadium, not near as far to drive home tonight.
Very much so.
My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play tonight for one more ball game here this evening. The Worth County Tigers, the Rockport Blue Jays, when they played back in August, as we said, it was 84 degrees. It was a real battle. Here's the interesting thing. It ended up 34-26, an 8-point win. Since then, I looked at it, no other team has gotten within 22 points of either of these teams. All they did after that day is both of them went out and reeled off 12 straight wins, and that's what brings them into this state championship. Last week in the snow and the slush, didn't slow Rockport down about. You can't talk about the Rockport Blue Jays without right off the bat mentioning Brock Holmes. That young man has carried the ball 309 times this year for 2,778 yards. Cody, he's only 222 yards away from a 3,000-yard rushing. That's just unheard of.
Well, and that's the thing, and we talked about it in the pregame before we went on the air, but the kid just doesn't go down at first touch. And I talked to a fan or a parent here this week, and he said he's been doing that since middle school, just the will to keep moving. He's not the biggest guy on the height, but his lower body keeps him moving very much so. Just 165, and just a junior, too. So 3,000 yards knocking on the door here in your junior season, that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, he's had two games this year with 8 touchdowns in each one. He had a game earlier this year, I think it was against Nottoway Valley, 526 yards rushing.
Unbelievable.
In a game.
Yeah.
You know, that's a season for a lot of running backs.
That's true.
He got that in one ball game. So you're going to hear a lot about Brock Holmes. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back here and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Show Me Bowl on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team. For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Lineups for this eight-man championship football game. First of all, the offense for the Worth County Tigers. They're 12-1 on the year. They're coached by Coach John Adwell. At center, Ethan Lindiger, 215 and a junior. The left guard is Sawyer Thurman. He's a senior at 170. At the right guard is Ryder Smizer. Smizer, 210 pounds and a junior. The tight ends are Bo Collins, he's a junior at 230, and Caleb New, a 150-pound junior. In the backfield, offensively, for the Tigers, at quarterback is Hayden Sanders. Sanders, a 150-pound junior. The running backs are Cole Ruby, 160 and a junior, and Lucas Frisch. Frisch, 180 and a senior. Let's take a look at that Worth County defense.
Out front on the defensive side, a defensive tackle, Ethan Lindiger, he's 215 pounds and a junior. Bo Collins, a D end, a 230-pound junior. And Ryder Smizer, a junior as well, at 210 on the other defensive end spot. At the linebacker position, Wyatt Hill, he's a 150-pound senior. Sawyer Thurman, a senior as well, at 170 pounds. And Lucas Frisch, the leading tackler for the Tigers, 180 pounds and a senior. In the defensive backfield for the Tigers, Jude Archer, a 155-pound junior, and Braden Stevens, a senior at 150, will be the starting lineup for the Tigers.
Now your offensive starters for your Rockport Blue Jays, 13-0 undefeated. At center, Dayton Hayes, 230 and a junior. The left guard is Quentin Jackson. We'll tell you more about Jackson here in a little bit. 185 and a senior. At the right guard is Ryder Heron. He's a senior at 265. The ends are Gabbards, a junior, 230. Jack Meyercorth, 150-pound junior. At the quarterback is Weston Amther, 160 and a junior. The running back, Brock Holmes, again, you'll hear a lot about him, 2,778 yards coming into this one. Holmes is a 165-pound junior. At fullback, Tayton Cook, 160 and a senior. Now let's take a look at that Rockport defense.
Up front for the Rockport Blue Jays, Desmond Chaney, he'll be the defensive tackle, 160 pounds and a junior. Quentin Jackson, a senior at 185. Ryder Heron, defensive end, 265 and a senior. At linebacker, Caden McEnany, 175-pound senior, and Gabe Gephardt, a junior at 230 pounds. In the defensive backfield for the Blue Jays, Tayden Cook, the leading tackler for the Blue Jays, 160 pounds and a senior. Brock Holmes, 165-pound junior, and Jack Meyercorth will play the safety position. He is a junior at 150 pounds. Tayden Cook, 117 tackles on the year. Here this year, and Caden McEnany right behind him with 98 tackles on the year.
Well, Cody, this has to be the longest 50-yard line meeting I've ever seen between sets of captains and the officials. The white hat got those guys together before you started to read those defensive starters, and they are still, I don't know if they're exchanging emails and phone numbers or what's going on out there, but they're still having a very lengthy conversation. The white hat has given them quite a lecture. We're waiting for the coin toss here in just a moment, I believe. Worth County is going to call it. Waiting to find out how this game is going to start. We are located, we're going to call it the west side of the stadium. This stadium actually sits in here from northwest to southeast. We're going to call the left field, the left goalpost to our left, we'll call that the north side. Here's the coin toss, and it is won by Worth County. Worth County wins it, and they want to receive the football. They want it right off the bat. Mound City says, okay, you take the ball. We want to defend the south end, the south goal, which is to our right. So, to start this thing off, we will have the Rockport Blue Jays kicking from our right to left, from south to north, and receiving on the north end will be Worth County. Last time I did a Worth County game, we were down at Faurot Field in Columbia. That was that seesaw battle back and forth with Mound City. Mound City ended up winning that one. It was 35-something, 35-31, I believe, and we had a seesaw contest back and forth. Mound City happened to score last, and that way they won the football game. So
that's the way a state championship should be, though, back and forth.
Quick note I want to share on Quentin Jackson. We had a listener that passed along some interesting information to our listeners in the Falls City area. Quentin Jackson is playing on this team. He's the grandson of Jeff and Kim Liberty of Dawson and the great-grandson of the late Dick Pickard. Dick Pickard worked for me in the 90s at my Hinky Dinky grocery store. Here's another interesting note. His grandpa, Jeff Liberty, played for the Dawson Verdon Jets when they went to the Nebraska 8-Man Championship back in 1978. And now tonight, Quentin is in the 8-Man Championship here in Missouri in 2025. Almost 50 years ago, grandpa was playing in the championship. Getting set to get underway here, ready to do the kicking is Taden Cook. He'll have it teed up. Back deep to return the kickoff will be, I believe, Sawyer Thurman. We'll have to see for sure. We're a long ways. The only thing about this beautiful press box, it's nice and warm. We're high in the air, but boy, are we a long ways from the field. The young man is waiting down near the 5-yard line in their black uniforms with dark gold numbers. Here's the kick. The ball is going to be fielded at the 20. The return man comes to the 25. He's at the 30. The 35 hit and hit hard. Knocked down at about the 38-yard line. On the return was Braden Stevens with the return.
Reed Ellis, the stop for the Blue Jays there, leading the stop.
So the Show Me Bowl is underway. The 8-man state championship here in Missouri. Spot the football at the 38-yard line just inside the right hash mark. Worth County, the Tigers move from our right to left. Hayden Sanders is the quarterback. Sanders will be under center. He'll have split backs in the backfield behind him. That's Ruby and Fritch split behind him. Calling his starting count. Now he sits in a pistol set. Has the snap, back to pass. Sanders throws out to the left side, the pass complete. At the 40, the 45, midfield, the 50, the 45, the 40. Inside the 35, taken out of bounds, down around the 30-yard line. Making the catch out there. And coming up with it was Jude Archer on the end of that one.
The Blue Jays did a good job of tracking him down there to get him out of bounds around the 20-yard line.
Meyercourt is the guy that finally ran him down and knocked him out about the 30. So a big play on the first snap from scrimmage here for Worth County. They come out firing the football and take it all the way down to the 30. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers. Hayden Sanders, the quarterback, a junior. Not a big guy, just 150 pounds. Has one running back set to his left, a blocking back set to his left just in front of him. Sanders calling his starting count. He's back to pass once again. Here comes the pressure. Now scrambling, wrapped up. He's going to be sacked and dropped for a loss all the way back down to the 36-yard line. A huge loss of about 14 yards on the play.
Gabe Gephardt and Ryder Heron breaking through there and getting a sack for the Blue Jays.
Loss of 14 yards on the play. The line of scrimmage was the 30. Now it's back to the 36-yard line of Worth County. Huge defensive play there by the Blue Jays.
Man, Gephardt was on him quick when he was trying to roll out towards the right side.
Second down and 24 yards to go from their own 36-yard line. On second and long, Hayden Sanders in the pistol formation. Ruby sets to his left as a running back. He keeps it himself, pitches back to the trailing back, tried to turn the corner at the left side, cuts back in the 35, wrapped up and dropped near the 34-yard line. Cole Ruby, the ball carrier, Nice gain on the play, but it's still going to bring up third down and about 14 yards to go.
Desmond Chaney on the stop for the Blue Jays.
He'll have a gain of 10 on the carry there for Ruby. Third down and 14, the line of scrimmage, the 14-yard line of the Blue Jays, just inside the left hash mark. They move from our left to right. Hayden Sanders again with Ruby in the backfield. Ruby sets to his right hip this time. Tight end set wide to the right. They take the snap. And keeping it, the ball is loose on the ground, bounced right back up into his hands. And Sanders, very fortunate to get that football back. He'll be tackled after a gain of a couple. It's going to bring up fourth down and 12 yards to go with the 32-yard line.
That was Tayden Cook that time on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Now, Cody, all year long we've been observing that these eight-man teams in Northwest Missouri do not like to punt the football. It's going to be fourth down and 12 at the 32-yard line of the Blue Jays. They show no indication that they're going to punt this thing. Kind of down here in no man's land anyway. They're going to come up and go for it. Big fourth down play early in the state championship ball game. It's fourth down and 12 from the 32-yard line of the Blue Jays. Hayden Sanders calling his starting count with Ruby set on his right hip. Takes the snap. He's back to pass. Pressure coming. Sanders ducks in. He's going to be hit, and he'll be dropped for a loss of a yard of the play. Back out near the 34-yard line. The Blue Jays will take over on downs. They'll have the football first and 10, and they'll begin this drive at their own 34-yard line.
It was the junior Gabe Gephardt in there again getting the sack for the Blue Jays.
9 minutes, 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Blue Jay defense has held after giving up a couple of big plays. They stiffened down here, took over, but that big sack was the key to that one.
That was definitely Gabe Gephardt with a couple sacks on the drive. The first one, the big one.
All right, let's see what the Blue Jays can do. Weston Amther is the quarterback. Of course, Brock Holmes, the running back, set behind him. Amther in the pistol set with Holmes set behind him. First and 10 at their own 34. Takes a snap, gives to Holmes right into the middle. They hit him at the line of scrimmage. He pushes the pile forward. Should have, for all practical purposes, been stopped for no gain, and he managed to get a gain of a couple out of that. Give him three on the carry and put the football out to the 37-yard line. It'll be second down and 7.
Ethan Liniger on the stop for the Worth County Tigers.
Working quickly. Here come the Blue Jays back over the football. Split Jack Meyerkorth wide to the left side of the field. Amther is the quarterback. Tayden Cook is the blocking back set to the right side. Brock Holmes in the backfield behind the quarterback, Amther. Fake the handoff to Holmes. Amther's going to throw deep, looking for Meyerkorth. Overthrows him down near the 35-yard line. Meyerkorth was pretty well covered. They had a defensive back running step for step with him. Pass falls incomplete. It's going to bring up third down and 7.
Back there on the defensive effort was Braden Stevens, a senior for the Worth County Tigers.
I believe they've got Jaden Geib in the backfield now in place of Tayden Cook, who was listed as a starter. Geib is back there kind of as a blocking back. He's a 160-pound senior. Clock shows 9:06 to play here. First quarter, no score here at Spratt Stadium. Over the football on third down and 7. Come the Blue Jays. Meyerkorth wide to the left. Amther the quarterback, and again Holmes set behind him as per usual. Amther calls his count, has a snap, gives to Holmes right into the middle. Holmes broke a tackle, fights forward to the midfield stripe to the 40, but he's well short of the first down. It's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go at the 40 in what would normally be a punting situation in the game of football, but not necessarily so here in Northwest Missouri with eight-man ball.
That was Wyatt Hill on the stop for the Tigers that time.
It appears the Blue Jays are going to line up and go after this puppy. Fourth down and 4, midfield at the 40. Ball on the right side hash mark, wide side of the field to their left. That's where Jack Meyerkorth is split out to the left side of the field. Amther calls his starting count. Of course, Holmes is the man set behind him. Has the snap, back to pass, going to throw out to the left side. Pass is complete to Meyerkorth. He'll have the first down yardage easily. He knew where he needed to get, and he got an extra yard. He's got the ball down to the 35-yard line is where they mark it. I got to get used to these yard line markers and look at
it. It's hard because the big white numbers are
on
out there.
On the 100-yard field here, we're at the 35-yard line is where it's marked. Sometimes they actually put, oh, there they are. There are some little orange markers across the way.
Yep.
All right, at the 35-yard line, it'll be first down and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays from their own 35. The ball right between the hash marks. They're moving from our right to left. We'll call it from south to north here at Spratt Stadium. Geib is the blocking back. He goes in motion out to the right side. Now we're going to have a timeout taken by the Blue Jays. So timeout on the field with the 7 minutes, 56 seconds to play in the first quarter. No score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
Sunny 101.3.
7:56 to play here in the first quarter. No score. First and 10. Blue Jays at their own 35-yard line. Weston Anther calls his starting count. They come in motion. They give the ball to Holmes. He tries to turn the corner to the right side. He's going to be hit and driven out of bounds after a gain of a couple. He'll have the football outside the 35 to about the 37. It'll bring up second down and 8 for the Blue Jays.
Bo Collins on the stop for the Worth County Tigers after the run of 2 by Rock Holmes.
It's a cold night in St. Joseph, Missouri. 24 degrees. The feels like temperature 16. But as Cody mentioned, no slush, no snow. Not like we had last Saturday. Wide to the left side comes Logan Ellis this time. He's the wide receiver to the left. The blocking back is Guybe. He'll set behind the guard on the right side. Anther in the pistol set. Holmes set right behind him. Anther takes a snap, gives to Holmes into the middle. He's got some running room this time. Fights his way across the midfield stripe down to the 39-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 4 more. It's going to bring up second down, or rather third down, and a long 3 yards to go for the Blue Jays.
That was Bo Collins again on the stop for Worth County that time.
Cody, I've come to the conclusion that every territory is fourth down territory.
That's true.
Here we go. Third down and a long 3 to go from the 39-yard line now of Worth County. Blue Jays with the football. Weston Anther gives it straight ahead. Fighting is Holmes. Holmes looked like he was going to be stopped, and then he, on second effort, is going to have the first down yardage, and only because of a second effort, they had him stopped 2 yards short, Cody.
That was well done. Well done by the leg drive by Holmes. Lucas Frisch on the stop for the Worth County Tigers.
Are we marking down Holmes' yardage?
Oh, yeah.
He needs 222 tonight to get to 3,000. First down and 10, Blue Jays. The line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line, just inside the 35, actually, of Worth County. This time the wide receiver is Meyercorth once again to the near side of the field, to the left. Anther gives to Holmes into the middle. He's got room. Holmes at the 30. He's at the 20. Down to the 10, near the 5, and taken out of bounds at about the 7-yard line. He found some running room. They opened up the seam to the left side, and Brock Holmes with a big chunk of yardage there. All the way down, they're going to say he stepped out at the 7-yard line is where they mark it.
Big run by Brock Holmes, getting knocked down around the 7-yard line there by the Worth County defense.
Got a nice long mic cord. I'll just move down to the other end of our broadcast
suite.
We haven't talked yet to our listeners about the suite we're in here tonight. We'll tell you about it later. First down and goal from the 7-yard line is where they mark it. The ball is on the left hash mark as Anther calls his starting count with Meyercorth to the left. Again to Holmes, right into the middle. Holmes fights inside the 5. He's right at the 5-yard line is where they stop him. Give him a gain of 2 on the carry. They'll bring up second down and goal now at the 5.
That was Bo Collins again in there on the stop for Worth County.
Blue Jays down here threatening. 6:27 to play in the first quarter. Still no score in this contest, but Rockport threatening. Second down and goal from the 5-yard line of Worth County. Split Jack Meyercorth wide to the right. Guybe is in there to block. He sets up right behind Ryder Heron on the left side of the line. Anther calling his starting count. Holmes the running back. Give it to Holmes into the middle. He bounces outside to the left. Got away from one tackler. Fighting down and taken out of bounds short of the goal line. Looks like he got down to about the 2 is where they got him.
Stopped by Jude Archer by the Worth County Tigers.
Interesting, they signaled to keep the clock running. He was ran out of bounds, clearly. And the clock continues to click away here. The new line of scrimmage, the ball is going to be spotted at the 2-yard line. Third down and goal at the 2, just inside this left hash mark. They come over the football from the 2 on third down. Anther calls his cadence, takes a snap to Holmes. Holmes dives into the middle, and I think, well, wait a minute, wait for a signal. I thought he was over the line, but they're going to say no. He is short by the length of the football. I'm looking at it through the glasses. The football no more than 6 inches from the goal line in his fourth down. Boy, biggest play of the ball game so far, obviously. Look on the TV screen and the monitor how close that football is to the
holy smoke
line. It's 6 inches away.
Yeah.
We'll call it fourth and goal from the 6-inch line. Meyerkorth wide right. Double tight end set. Quarterback. Amther takes a snap, gives to Holmes, and Holmes just walks in standing up. But there's a flag. He went in standing up, and then a flag came in. Let's see what this is going to be. Waiting for the man in the white hat to give us an indication. Rockport walking backwards. That's not a good sign for the Blue Jays. Still waiting for the white hat to give us an indication. Offsides. Oh no, the offsides is going to be on Worth County. Did they blow that thing dead before the... They're putting the ball back to the 6-inch line and giving a fourth down over on an offsides.
Okay.
I thought you could have declined that and taken the touchdown.
Right.
All right. Again, fourth down, 6 inches to go. Again, they give to Holmes, and again, Holmes goes in standing up, and it will go officially as a 1 yard touchdown carry, but that's the shortest yard that Brock Holmes is ever going to run. 1 yard out on the run for Brock Holmes. The score coming with 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and your Rockport Blue Jays have jumped out to a 6-0 lead as they get ready to line up here for the 2-point conversion.
Well done by the Rockport Blue Jays.
Methodical march right down the field using their strengths there, Mr. Hayes. All right, they'll line up and go for two. 9 times out of 10, it'll be Brock Hayes carrying it in standing up. We watched that the last 5 weeks in a row here. He went 8 2-pointers in a row 2 weeks ago. Waiting for the snap. They give it to Holmes. Oh, the ball is fumbled. And driving back on it, the conversion fails, and that could be huge in a state championship game. Rockport on top, 6-0, here with 4:47 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
A 12-play, 56-yard drive capped off with a 1-yard touchdown carry by Brock Holmes. The conversion failed. Rockport goes on top 6-0 with 4:47 to play in the first quarter here at the Show Me Bowl. So the Blue Jays ready to kick it away once again. Back deep waiting to return this one will be Brayden Stevens. Stevens will wait at his own goal line, waiting for him to come forward, and here's the kick from Cook. Stevens is going to run under the football, fields it at the 5. He's out to the 10, off to his right at the 15. Made a move, turned to 15, stopped short of the 20, and taken out of bounds at about the 19-yard line. And that's where Worth County will begin their drive, first and 10, at their own 19-yard line.
Knocked down originally by Jaden Guybe, and then finished off by Desmond Chaney there on the kick return.
We're live tonight from Spratt Stadium, Missouri Western State University. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Cody Swong on the color commentary. Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, for tonight's presentation of the Show Me Bowl here on Sunny 101.3. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line. Quarterback Hayden Sanders is under center this time. First time under center calling the starting count. Long count at the line. Sanders takes a snap, pitches back to Ruby. He's hitting the backfield and going to be dropped for a loss on the play. Ruby couldn't even get started there before he was being hit and wrapped up by Gephardt.
Ryder Heron.
Or Heron.
In there big time.
Heron
for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Those guys were, what, 88 and 89?
Yep, 88
and
99.
Ryder. Yeah, Ryder Heron just went back there and was sorting out running backs, and he picked out the one with the football. And Heron with a huge hit there. Right about now, Grandma Lisa, wherever she's at over there, I'll bet you is smiling big time on the stands. Here we go. A loss of 2 on the play. Second down and 12 yards to go. The football back at the 17-yard line. They go back to a shotgun formation. taking the snap. Quarterback keeper runs off to the left. He's got some running room out into the open at the 35, the 40, across the 35, the 30, and taken out of bounds inside the 30-yard line near the 27 is where they'll mark it. Hayden Sanders on the quarterback keeper.
Logan Ellis was finally able to get him drug out of bounds over here on the near side after a big gain by Worth County.
Hayden Sanders has carried the ball 118 times this season for 956 yards. He's a very capable ball carrier and can run the ball on you. All right, spot the ball first and 10 now at the 28-yard line. On the right hash mark, 28-yard line of Rockport, Worth County, moving from left to right. Hayden Sanders is under center. The backs are set in the I formation. He gives to the I back, Ruby. Ruby breaks outside to the right, fights inside the 25-yard line to about the 24 is where they'll get him. That was Braden Stevens carrying the football that time. Stevens on the carry.
Ryder Heron and Jack Meyercorth over here on the stop for the Blue Jays. Second down and medium for the Worth County Tigers.
With the football at the 23 is where we'll mark it. It's on the right hash mark here. Second down, about 6 yards to go, closer to six than five, I believe, as they come over the ball. Hayden Sanders. He'll be in the shotgun formation with Ruby on his left hip. He calls his starting count. He's got the snap. He'll keep it himself. Sanders is going to be hit at the line and taken down again big time. I don't suppose that might have been Ryder Heron again, was it?
Surely not. The 6'2 senior coming in big time for the Blue Jays.
Right about now, they're getting back to the huddle and saying, maybe we shouldn't run at the big guy. Heron is just flat out whipping the man that's across from him on the line of scrimmage.
He really is.
He got in there and got the running back for a loss on the play. They're alternating Braden Stevens in there now with Cole Ruby at the running back. Third down and now a long 6 yards to go. Under center is the quarterback Sanders calling his cadence. Has the snap, pitches back to the trailing back. They'll run to the right. That's Ruby. Ruby has the first down yardage, and he's going to be inside the 15 down to about the 14-yard line. Good job of running the ball by Cole Ruby.
Logan Ellis there on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Ruby came into the game tonight with 1,484 yards. He's averaging 10.3 yards per carry every time he touches the ball this season, so he's a good one.
Hard to bring down.
Football spotted now at the 14-yard line. Rockport on top, 6-0 if you're just checking in with us. Now Worth County with first down and 10 at the Blue Jays 14. Hayden Sanders is under center. He has the snap. Again, gives to the running back. Oh, running room at the 10, the 5, and all the way in for the touchdown goes Lucas Fritsch. Fritsch took it in from the 14-yard line for the TD. 14-yard carry.
That was just a fullback dive right up the right side and nothing but green grass in front of him.
Lucas Fritsch on that carry to take it in for the touchdown. We're tied at 6 apiece. Score coming here with a minute 59 to play in the first quarter. Now we're going to line up and go for the two-point conversion. I noticed the last time these two teams met that Worth County missed 3 two-point conversions, and that kind of ended up being most of the difference there. All right, the try for the two-point conversion. Shotgun formation. Two receivers wide right. Calling his starting count. He'll run with it to the right. And going to go in there standing up for the touchdown and carrying it in. That was the quarterback for the two-point conversion. It's 8-6 now. Worth County on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance, rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Fall City and in Auburn.
A 6-play, 61-yard drive for Worth County, capped off with a 14-yard touchdown carry by Lucas Fritsch. Sanders, the quarterback, Caden Sanders carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Worth County takes the lead 8-6 here with 1:59 to play in the first quarter. Worth County getting set to kick it away. Lucas Fritsch, who just scored the touchdown, has the ball teed up. He's ready to kick it away. comes forward, home back, or that's Meyerkorth back, waiting to receive it. Meyerkorth fields the ball at the 5, comes up to the 10. He's at the 15, to the right sideline, and taken out of bounds near the 20-yard line is Jack Meyerkorth. Actually got it across the 20. They're going to spot it out near the 22, and that's where it'll be first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays from their own 22-yard line. They trail now 8-6 to Worth County.
I believe that was Benton Roberts over there on the tackle that time for Worth County.
All right, spot the football on the right hash mark. Again, Rockport moving from our right to left. We call it south to north here at Spratt Stadium. On the right hash mark from their own 22-yard line. Weston Amther, the quarterback, Holmes behind him, Meyerkorth wide to the right. They come up and play Meyerkorth. They're going to bump him right at the line of scrimmage. Taking the snap, they give to Holmes. Holmes had some running room. He squirts forward. He'll get about 5. He's got the ball out across the 25-yard line to about the 26. They're going to give him 4, actually. It's worth a knee touch, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 6 yards to go.
Wyatt Hill on the stop that time for Worth County up the middle.
Holmes not having the success against this defense that we've seen the last 3 or 4 weeks of covering the Blue Jays. They pretty tough there on the line is Worth County. 2nd down and 6 yards to go from the 26-yard line. Meyerkorth wide right. Unbalanced line, strong to the left side this time. They turn. Give it to Holmes. Holmes is going to throw the ball back to the right side to Meyerkorth. Meyerkorth is going to be stopped short of the first down, but he gets the ball out to the 30-yard line. On the play, Meyerkorth lined up at quarterback, took the snap, handed the ball to Holmes. Holmes started to his left and then threw back to the right, completing the pass to Meyerkorth for the gain out to the 40-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd down and 2.
Lucas Frisch on the stop, covering that trick play for Worth County.
A little bit of trickiness there for the old guy to follow. Here we go again, Meyerkorth to the left. Back in at quarterback now, of course, is Amther. The blocking back is Guybe on the right side. Quarterback Amther calls his count. Amther gives it off to Holmes. Oh, no place to go for Holmes. He only needed 2 and got nothing. They stop him at the 30-yard line. He did not have any gain on the play. The center of that defensive line just rose up and played tough. So now the ball is going to be spotted at the 30-yard line. It'll be 4th down and 2 yards to go from their own 30. Boy, most of the time you'd see a team punt the football from here, but they just don't like to kick it over here, do they?
No, they don't. That's true.
Clock is down to 11 seconds. They're probably going to let the quarter expire, and that's what's going to happen. After one quarter, Worth County leading Rockport 8-6. After one period of play, we'll step aside for a one-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Show Me Bowl on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. All right, it's 4th down and 2 yards to go at the 30-yard line as we move into the second quarter. Amther takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes, it's going to be close. I'm not sure he got there. I think he did, but if he did, it's going to be by less than length of the football. He kind of scooted forward a little bit after he was down on the ground. This is so close.
Yeah.
Yes, he got it. First down by the length of the football, and there again, it's that good old-fashioned second effort from Brock Holmes that keeps the Blue Jay drive alive here.
Boy, sure it was, because he was stopped in his tracks there momentarily, kept his legs driving, got a first down.
You don't want to turn the ball over on downs at your own 32-yard line when you're already down 8-6 here.
Especially against this team.
No kidding. All right, that was a big play for Brock Holmes. First down and 10 from the 32-yard line of the Blue Jays, their own 32. Quarterback Weston Amther is in the pistol formation, has the Snap, wants to throw the ball, steps into the pocket. Now he's going to run and be dropped, and they'll get him right back at the line of scrimmage. He's going to actually lose a yard, back down to the 31. It'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go.
Bo Collins for Worth County is having a day right now. He is in there on that stop again, his sixth tackle already on the evening.
Well, we've watched these kids play five times this year, Rockford, and I'm telling you, this group from Worth County, this is a whole different breed of cat out here.
They're ready to go tonight.
Yeah, they're tough. That's a tough defense, and the Blue Jays have got their hands full. Second down and 11 now for Rockford from their own 31-yard line. Wide to the right comes Meyer Korth. Holmes in the backfield. Guybe is the blocking bat set to the left. And through the quarterback in the pistol, takes a snap, pitches it back to Holmes.
Oh.
He slips and loses his footing and goes down for a loss on the play. Brock Holmes tried to cut back inside of the block over there. He went down untouched for a loss. Back to his own 29-yard line. He'll lose two more on the play. And now it's going to be third down and long, third and 13 to go.
That's just tough luck. Just lost his footing, slipped just a little bit trying to run to his left. Lost about two.
Cold night tonight for the Rockport fans. They're on the east side, facing into that southwest wind. It's by far the coldest sideline over there.
Yes.
Third down and 13 from the 29-yard line, the ball on the left hash mark. Two wide receivers to the left this time. Back to pass, rolling out to his right, in trouble, wrapped up, pitches the ball off at the last moment. Now
running with it is Holmes.
Holmes comes back to his left. He's got some running room, picked up a block at the 40, at the 35, at the 30, the 25. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. Broke a tackle at the 10. At the 5, he's going to go for the touchdown. At the 39-yard line, he'll take it all the way for the TD.
Shoot.
Is it going to come back?
It's got a flag. Coming back. There's three yellow flags.
I'm not sure the first down won't stand, though. Let's see where this penalty happened.
Yeah.
It's going to be close here. Let's see what they call.
Block in the back.
A block in the back. What a tough break after the big run by Holmes. The block in the back. They had the ball at third down and 13 at their own 29. He took it all the way for the touchdown. The flags are thrown down near the 30-yard line. That is the Worth County 30. Let's see where the penalty yardage is going to mark them.
They're going to be about third down and one.
Four. A little more than that. They're going to put the ball at the 39-yard line. So it'll be third down at their own 39. Third and about three now, maybe?
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate. And the thing about it is you were at third and 14. So I know it was a touchdown. I get it. But
yeah, you still gained 11 yards,
yes,
even though you were penalized.
Exactly.
What a job of running the football by Brock Holmes.
Well, and don't forget about Anther. He pitched that. He was sacked back there.
Yeah.
He was able to pitch it out to the left side. Brock Holmes made something out of nothing.
Yeah, dead in the water was Weston Anther.
Yes.
And he turns around and says, here, buddy, see what you can do with it.
Yep.
Flip the ball to him. All right, here we go. Third down and three now from the 39-yard line. Their own 39 for the Blue Jays. Anther in the pistol. Holmes behind him. Guy blocking back. Fake the handoff. Anther's going to keep it. Oh, he cuts inside. He got the first down yardage. I thought he had a lot of room to the outside. He ducked in and made sure he got the first down and then some. Has the ball out to the 36-yard line, down to the 36-yard line now on the positive side of midfield. It'll be first and 10. For the Blue Jays.
Ethan Liniger, the stop on the stop for.
Looked like Weston had a lot of room to the sideline, didn't it, Coach?
I was kind of surprised, like you, when he stopped and turned it upfield there. Thought he had some room on the far side.
All right, first down and 10 at the 36-yard line of Worth County. Rockport trailing 8-6 here in the second period as Weston Anther looks at five down linemen now on the defense. Into the middle goes Holmes. He broke a tackle out to the right. He's inside the 30. He's down to the 25-yard line. A first down. He got a gain of 11 on the carry. Put the football now at the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Blue Jays. They trail here 8-6 with 9:22 to play in the second quarter.
Braden Stevens on the stop for Worth County after the first down.
Blue Jays come over the football, first down and 10. Spot the football at the 25 is where they mark it. Inside the right side hash mark. Wide receiver, wide right, tight end set left. Guybe set to the left as a blocking back. Give it off to Holmes. He runs to the left. Holmes tries to bounce it outside, carrying tacklers with him. And again, he turned nothing into a gain of three.
Sawyer Thurman able to drag him down, but not without the help of his buddies.
You can sure tell these yards are coming a little tougher tonight for Brock Holmes here. This is a tough, tough defense from Worth County. He got a gain of three on that one. We'll call it second down and 7 yards to go with the football just outside the 22-yard line. Put the ball at the 22 on the left hash mark. put Meyercord wide right. That's the wide side of the field, the near side, as we look here from the west sideline. Quarterback, Weston Amther, taking the snap, turns, gives to Holmes right into the middle. Flags fly, whistles sound before the play gets underway. That's going to be a procedure penalty against the Blue Jays.
Tough break there for the Blue Jays, just a little out of sorts there.
Say thanks to these folks. If you enjoy this live coverage of Blue Jay football, Community Medical Center in Falls City, Hiawatha Implement in Mountain City and Hiawatha, Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, and Kent Fisher Insurance, thank all of those folks if you enjoy our live coverage of Blue Jay football here on Sunny 101.3. All right, over the football. With the ball now second down and 12 yards to go, the football is spotted at the 27-yard line of Worth County. On second down and 12, with the snap, they give it to Holmes.
Ooh.
Hit in the backfield, big tackle all over in there, and getting him was Bo Collins again.
Yeah, Collins has been all over the place so far in this ball game here this evening.
Where's your defensive chart? Collins, I think, is their leading tackler, as I remember on that. On your, I've got him written down on your spotting chart over there.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Collins is up there. He's got 80 tackles on the season. Lucas Frisch, usually the leading tackler on this team, with 141.
I think we've got the tackles also listed on that loop. There you go. All right, they'll come over the football now. Third down and 12. The football at the 27-yard line is where they mark it. Calling his cadence. Amther. Amther. Gives a handoff to Holmes. He's got room. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He's got first down yardage. He's down to the 10-yard line. First and 10. Brock Holmes broken around the left side. They're going to say his knee touched at the 11, but nevertheless, it'll be a first down and 10 at the 11-yard line of Worth County. Brock Holmes broke one when they needed it.
Wyatt Hill on the stop for the Tigers.
So now the ball is just inside the 11-yard line. Inside the left hash mark, they're moving from our left to right, from north to south. Wide receiver this time is Logan Ellis in there. Ellis is split wide to the left side. I don't see Meyercord on the field. Quarterback, Amther. Wait a minute.
Meyercord
is in there. Meyercord takes a snap. He runs forward, and he'll dive inside the 10 to about the 9. I wondered when I saw Logan Ellis out there, I'm going, where's Meyercord? And sure enough, he was lined up to take the snap that time. Amther took the play off and took a break. So now, second down, 8 yards to go from the 9. They can get a first down, Cody, but they'd have to be at the 1-yard line in order to do it. Second down and 8 from the 9 for the Blue Jays. Again, Logan Ellis is the wide receiver left, and again, Meyercord is going to be taking the snap. Set behind him is Brock Holmes. So, Amther is not on the field. Meyercord waiting for the snap from center. He's got it. He wants to run it himself. Blocking his Holmes in front of him. Tries to turn the corner. He's going to be hit and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Little, if any, gain on that play at all.
Bo Collins, once again, on the stop.
I wonder, is Amther over there on the far sideline? He looks like he's okay.
They did this last week, too.
Yes.
They bring Meyercord in down here in the red zone, let him take the snaps and run some option plays.
All right, back in, bringing the play is Logan Ellis in from the sideline. Clock shows 5:42 to play here in the first half. 8-6, if you're just checking in. The Worth County Tigers up by 2. Rockport looking at third down and 7 from the 8-yard line. Jack Meyercord is your quarterback. Meyercord takes the snap. Fumbles the exchange to Holmes. Now keeps it himself. Tries to turn the corner. He's going to go in for the touchdown. Took it in for the TD from 8 yards out. That was a fumble on the exchange from center. The ball hit the ground, bounced right up into Jack Meyercord's hands, and he took it in from 8 yards out for the touchdown. The score coming with 5 minutes and 19 seconds left to play here in the second quarter.
That was just a great individual effort by Jack Meyercord right there. Had to run clear to the far side of the field, but was able to outrun the defender and score the touchdown.
Boy, the things that speed can do for you, huh? Had the speed to outrun them. All right, we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion. Amther back in there to take the snap. Meyercord back in his familiar receiver spot to the left. They give it to Holmes. Holmes fighting down there does not get to it. The conversion fails, and the score now is 12-8. Rockport on top, 5:19 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save.
plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services with offices in Auburn and Falls City. That drive took 15 plays to cover 58 yards, topped off with an 8-yard touchdown run by Jack Meyerkworth on a quarterback keeper. Conversion attempt failed. The score 12-8, Rockport on top with 5:19 to play here in the first half. Blue Jays ready to kick it away once again. Back deep waiting to return it is Braden Stevens. Stevens is going to field the football at the 10. He's out to the 15, starts to his left, wants to turn the corner. He's at the 20, going to be dragged down and tackled out near the 25-yard line. And I was looking around hoping not to see a flag there because that was dangerously close to a horse collar.
Sure was. Blaze Krogan was able to get him tracked down there, but that was kind of an awkward tackle on the sideline.
But they're going to say no flag, and that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
You're a Rockport Blue Jay fan. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight as much as we're enjoying it bringing to you. Later on, we'll have to tell our listeners about the wonderful facilities we're taking advantage of here tonight. We're snug and warm inside in our own broadcast suite. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. Sanders is the quarterback. He's under center. Takes a snap. Gives off to his running back, running to the right. Short gain on the play. Carrying the football was Jude Archer. Archer, the ball carrier that time.
Gabe Gephardt's in on the stop for the Blue Jays after the gain of just one.
That's the fourth running back we've seen carry the football here this evening. So Worth County substituting freely among the stable of running backs that they have here. They started Ruby and Fritch. We've been seeing Stevens and Archer carrying the football as well. All right, mark the football after a gain of 1 second down and 9 at the 26-yard line is where they mark it. Again, under center this time is the quarterback. I formation set behind him. Pitch back to Ruby, the I back. Ruby's going to be wrapped up after a gain of only about another yard out to the 27-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and 8 yards to go.
How's Gabe Gephardt again in on the stop for the Blue Jays, getting to him right away?
Well, I tell you, you hear Gephardt called quite a bit. Ryder Heron, they're the defensive ends. Those two are... they're pretty rugged up there on the defensive side.
They set the tone for this Blue Jays defense, and we saw what they were able to do last week especially. Those two are definite tone setters for the Blue Jays.
If I got to play in the snow and the mud and the slush, I want those boys on my side.
Yeah, for sure.
Third down and 8 yards to go. Timeout's going to be taken by Worth County, so we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying live coverage of the Show Me Bowl on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgro, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Citizens Bank and Trust Company, as well as Farmers State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, Midwest Data Center, and Mo Valley Ag, among the folks helping to present tonight's broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Third down and 8 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage is at the 27-yard line with third and 8. Quarterback sets in the shotgun formation this time with Ruby set on his left. Hayden Sanders takes the snap. Sanders is going to run it himself right up the middle. Sanders is going to be hit and fights forward, but he's dropped short of the first down by a couple. It's going to ring up fourth down and 2 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line, their own 33. And again, typically you would punt the football here, but they just don't like to turn it over on punts. And they're going to go after it. Fourth down and 2. Now, Rockport stopped him on a fourth down play on an earlier drive and held on down. So this is a big defensive play coming up here for your Rockport Blue Jays. Fourth down and 2 from the 33-yard line, their own 33, Worth County. Hands under center this time, calling a starting count. takes a snap. They give to the running back. He's going to dive forward and get the first down, maybe.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to give him first down progress out across the 35 to the 36. It'll be a first and 10. He was hit and thrown back there.
Desmond Chaney was able to get him. They just got past that line to gain for a first down.
So mark the football just across the 35-yard line. First down and 10, Worth County. They still have 3 minutes and 12 seconds left with which to work here in the first half, trailing the Rockport Blue Jays 12-8. Rockport failed on both of their two-point conversions, and that's very uncharacteristic of this team. All right, first and 10 from the 35 for Hayden Sanders and company. Sanders in the shotgun. Two running backs set way back there with him. Sanders has the snap. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, fights forward. He'll get about 4 on the carry, maybe 5 they'll even give him out to midfield to the 40-yard line. Gain of 5, it'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go now for the Tigers.
Desmond Chaney and Camden McEnany on the stop for the Blue Jays.
When these teams played back on August 29th, Rockport got the win 34-26. Worth County missed several two-point conversions in that game. And tonight it's been Rockport that has missed a couple of two-pointers. Spot the football at the 40-yard line, right in the middle of the football field, between the hash marks at the 40, 2nd down and 5 yards to go for Worth County. Hayden Sanders is under center with an I formation, double tight end set. Pitch back to the trailing back, Ruby. Into the middle, he's got room. Ruby is going to have a first down and has the football down to the 31-yard line now of the Blue Jays.
Logan Ellis in on the stop for the Blue Jays.
Clock approaching 2 minutes to go here, 2:07 to play. Time could become a factor on this drive for the Worth County Tigers. Trailing 12-8, they'd like to punch it in before time expires. We're inside of 2 minutes as they'll come up and snap this one on first and 10 at the 31-yard line of Rockport. Hayden Sanders under center, ends are in tight, backs in the I formation, pitch it back to the trailing back from the right. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. No place to go for Stevens that time as he's hit. Maybe, are they going to give him a little bit of a gain? I'm not sure where they're going to mark this. Let's see. They're going to say he got it to the 30, or they're going to give him a yard. 2nd down and 9, but the clock's still running. We're down to 1:30 here to go.
We mentioned Gephardt and Heron, both of them combined on the stop for the Blue Jays.
2nd down and 9 at the 30-yard line. Boy, they're taking a lot of time going back and huddling up. They're going to...
Minute 20.
Yeah, they're going to run off 30 seconds here between snaps. 2nd down and 9 at the 30. Sanders is under center. The ends are tight. The backs are in the eye behind him. Calling his starting count is Sanders. Back to pass. Sets up. Pressure coming. Now Sanders scrambles. Goes to the right sideline. Cuts back in instead of going out of bounds and stopping the clock. He'll get tackled at about the 24-yard line, and that keeps the clock running down to 55 seconds. Now we're going to get a timeout taken, I believe. Worth County takes timeout with 54 seconds to go.
Tonight's game is more than just a contest between two schools. It's a chance for learning, growth, and community. High school activities teach values like teamwork, integrity, and respect. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind you to do your part. Show good sportsmanship and model respect. Let's preserve Missouri's proud tradition of high school sports.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast of the Show Me Bowl is Mead Lumber Company. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor. All right, the clock is down to 54 and a half seconds to go. It's 3rd down and about 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 24-yard line of Rockport on the right hash mark. Hayden Sanders calls his cadence, has the snap, gives to the running back, Ruby. Ruby is hit, then tries to get forward. I think he's going to have the first down, again, by about a half a yard, and they're going to take another timeout here, I believe. Timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sport. Wait a minute. Hold on. They did not take a timeout. I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
Sorry about that, Kurt Kilman.
You were getting ready to push the button.
Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, had his finger on the button. Referee was signaling what appeared to be a timeout, but they did not take it. First and 10 at the 20-yard line now. First and 10, Worth County. Fake the pitch, back to pass, throwing the ball. They're going to throw deep, the receiver downfield.
Oh, man, what a catch.
And the pass is caught for the touchdown. Who got it? I'm trying to see the young man's number. He's way down
seven.
In the corner.
Seven.
Okay, making the reception was Caleb New, and what a play that turned into. The line of scrimmage was
21.
At the 21, so a 21-yard pass, And that went to Caleb New. What a catch down here on the far end zone. Caleb New makes the catch for the touchdown. Score coming with just 19 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. And that puts Worth County on top now. They gave the points to the wrong team on the scoreboard. Look at that. Shows 18-8 right now. Come on, folks. Don't mess with me like that. They've got 18-8 up on the scoreboard. They gave Rockport the points. Here comes the try for the two-point conversion. In the shotgun formation, they take the snap. They want to throw the football, looking into the end zone. They lob it up there. The ball is tipped around, falls incomplete, and the conversion attempt fails. So our score now is 14-12 with Worth County on top. Just 19 seconds left to play here in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That drive took 10 plays to cover 55 yards, capped off with a 21-yard touchdown pass, Hayden Sanders to Caleb New. The conversion attempt failed, and with 19 seconds to go here in the first half, it's 14-12, Worth County on top. Worth County ready to kick it away now. Lucas Fritch will come forward. He'll handle the kickoff duties. Meyercorth will field the ball, bobbles it for a minute, picks it up at the 10, starts upfield to the 15, now out to the left of the 20. Across the 20, broke a tackle there, and he'll finally be taken out of bounds out near the 27-yard line. But now that we're down to just 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Spot the football at the 27 is where they'll mark it. Let's see what the Blue Jays want to do here. Down by two. They'll maybe take a long shot at it. They can throw the football. You don't suppose they try and get it into Meyercorth's hands, do you?
There's a good chance. Really good chance.
We've done enough Rockport Blue Jay football this year. We could put together a pretty good scouting report on these guys. Let's see what the Blue Jays want to do with it. Amther is your quarterback. He'll put two wide receivers to the right side of the field this time. Logan Ellis and Jack Meyercorth are wide to the right. Calling his starting count. Anther back to pass, sets up. He's going to throw down the right sideline for Meyercorth. Makes a reception at the 30. He's inside the 20. On his feet to the left. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown.
Wow. Flag right here.
Flag at the end? Oh, my goodness. Did that come after he was into the end zone?
It did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The flag was thrown in after he was in the end zone, and time has expired. Let's see what they're going to tell us happened here. A flag was thrown in after he was already in the end zone, waiting for the white hat. The time is off the clock. This could be a heartbreaker. Just a back-breaking flag thrown right at the end of the play. The official looks to the press box. We're waiting for the ruling. The call is going to be... I'm still waiting to see what he's saying.
Clock in the back is what they called on the defense, though.
On the defense?
That's what he said.
Well, it was a block in the back on the defense. It's a touchdown.
It's a touchdown. They're letting it stand. It's going to go as a 53-yard touchdown pass.
Oh, my goodness. 53 yards on the touchdown pass, the block in the on the defense.
That's what he said.
That's crazy. All right, we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion
here.
18-14, Rockport on top. Time has expired. Here's the try for two. Trying to run to the left is Holmes. Holmes is hit. Did not get in there. They stopped him short. But the score, 18-14, the Rockport Blue Jays scoring on the final play of the quarter to go into the locker room at halftime up by four.
Wow.
We'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll be back with our halftime show, and we'll give you a rundown of all the scoring and let you know how that went. Our halftime show is being presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farms, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime report this evening is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, we've got a barn burner going tonight here at Missouri Western University. 18-14, your Rockport Blue Jays leading the Tigers from Worth County. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it transpired in the first half of this one. Rockport got on the board first with 4:47 to play in the first quarter. A one-yard touchdown carry by Brock Holmes. That capped a sustained 12-play, 56-yard drive, but the conversion attempt uncharacteristically failed for the Blue Jays, and they went up 6-0. Then with 1:59 left to play still in the first quarter, Lucas Fritch carried in from 14 yards out for Worth County. That topped off a 6-play, 61-yard drive. Sanders kept it on a quarterback keeper and ran it in for the 2-point conversion, and that gave Worth County an 8-6 lead, again with 1:59 to play in the first quarter. In the second period, 5:19 to go, first half, an 8-yard touchdown run by Jack Meyercorth on a quarterback keeper. That capped off a sustained 15-play, 58-yard drive. But again, the conversion attempt failed for the Blue Jays. They went up by only 4 at 12-8. With just 19 seconds to go in the first half, Hayden Sanders completed a 21-yard touchdown pass to Caleb New that capped a 10-play, 55-yard drive. But when the conversion failed, the score stood at Worth County 14 and Rockport 12. Now, there's only 19 seconds left on the clock. You could just fold your tents and go to the locker room and warm up. Not the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays came out. They had 19 seconds left with which to work, got a nice return on the kickoff, and they had 11 seconds showing on the clock when they snapped the ball. What'd they do? Weston Anther completes a 53-yard touchdown pass to Jack Meyercorth, a one-play, 53-yard drive. But again, the conversion attempt failed, and the Blue Jays get to the locker room, leading Worth County 18-14. And Cody, when we look at how the first game went when they played back in August, this is just about the same kind of a thing, just about what you'd expect to see here.
Same game script as before. Both teams sticking to what they know and playing some good football.
This halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. Kurt, let's share 3 minutes of spots here with our listeners and then give us a latest weather update, another three, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show right here at Spratt Stadium. So now we'll send it back to Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tis the season to be jolly.
It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run. To energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity, this farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see mostly clear skies for this evening, a low around 18, and south winds breezy at times, gusts up to around 20 miles per hour. A warmer day on Friday, a high around 40 with mostly sunny skies, and southwest winds gusting at times up to around 20 miles per hour. Winds will be lighter as we look ahead toward Friday night. West winds up to around 10 miles per hour with a low around 19 and partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy skies forecast, so look ahead towards Saturday, high around 38 with south winds, breezy gusts up to around 20 miles per hour. Winds are forecast to switch to the northeast as we look ahead towards Saturday night with that front rolling through, but we'll see gusts up to around 20 miles per hour with isolated rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy skies dip back to around 20. Not a lot of warming on Sunday, high around 25, still breezy and mostly cloudy. Cloud cover will linger into Sunday night too as we drop back to around 9 above. Sunshine is back on Monday, warmer temperatures forecast to a high around 36. And passing clouds come in Monday night, a low of 25. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team. For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the Hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help, proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport Gemound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you too will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Spratt Stadium here on the campus of Missouri Western State University. I'm Randy Catula, along with Cody Swong. It's halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays are leading the Worth County Tigers at the half, 18-14, here in this Missouri eight-man state championship football game.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls, or flags, game officials play a vital role in high school sports. These men and women work hard to ensure fairness and integrity. No one gets every call right, but every official deserves respect. So as you enjoy today's game, be a positive example and respect the officials. This message is brought to you by your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
And Cody, while we have a minute, we want to thank the folks from the Missouri High School Activities Association, as well as the folks here at Missouri Western University, for the wonderful hospitality that we have received. Cody, as you know, I've got 5 decades out of doing football, and we've been to the Edward Jones Dome, John and I, down in St. Louis. We've been to Faurot Field in Columbia. We've been to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln and several indoor stadiums. This is as nice a digs as I've ever worked out of. Folks, let me describe this. Cody and I have a broadcast table right above the 40-yard line here at Spratt Stadium. In front of us, inside of our enclosure, there are 6 nice big theater seats. We could have brought 6 friends along tonight. Behind us, we've got our own kitchen. There's a sink back here. We've got our own refrigerator. This is obviously one of the suites that several of the businesses here purchased. There's a whole row of these, 4 or 5 of them to our right and to our left. We happen to get one right at midfield. It's toasty warm in here. In fact, we've taken our coats off. We're working in just our shirt sleeves. It's that nice and warm. And this is without a doubt. I know, Cody, this is your first state championship,
yep,
but boy, are you getting spoiled, young man. It's not always this nice.
This is absolutely incredible. Nothing better than this right here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful evening here. The setup for the Rockport fans, well, not so much. They're over on the east side. We've got a southwest wind here that feels like temperature at 16 degrees. That wind is blowing into the face of the Rockport fans across the way. Worth County is right down here below us, behind the press box. They're out of the wind with the wind at their back. I'm telling you, I'll bet you it feels a whole lot colder across the way for the Rockport fans than it is here on the near side.
Yeah, but it didn't stop them from coming down. A good crowd of Rockport Blue Jay fans on hand here this evening.
An interesting little tidbit of information. I want to share it again. If you didn't hear me talk about this during our pregame show, we were a little bit rushed to get things going. We had a listener inform us that Quentin Jackson, who's playing on the Rockport team, Quentin has connections to the Fall City and Richardson County area. Quentin Jackson is the grandson of Jeff and Kim Liberty of Dawson, and he's the great-grandson of the late Dick Pickard. Quentin's great-grandpa worked for me several years ago back when at the Hinky Dinky grocery store in Fall City. Everybody remembers Dick Pickard. Another little tidbit, Quentin's grandpa, Jeff Liberty, he played with the Dawson Verdon Jets when they went to the Nebraska 8-Man Championships in 1978. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure I worked that ball game. That was back in our KTNC days there. And Grandpa Liberty went to state almost 50 years ago. Tonight, Quentin's doing the same thing here on the Missouri side of the river. So that's a pretty neat thing to hear. Grandpa can say, well, I played in the state championship. Quentin can say, yes, so what? So did I.
We'd like to thank some more of our sponsors this evening, Citizens Bank and Trust, Mound City and Rockport, Community Medical Center, Hiawatha Implement in Mound City and Hiawatha, Fertilizer Service Company out of Fairfax, Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, Midwest Data Center, Mo Valley Ag, Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, and Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport.
Cody, this has been a busy week for us here at Sunny 101.3, especially in Northwest Missouri. We started things off Tuesday night. We had four big basketball games from the Mound City Tournament. I was back in Mound City last night for the Rockport-Mound City girls game. They have three Meyer courts on that team, and all three of them are leading scorers. And now with Jack Meyer court here tonight catching touchdown passes, I think we may have just become the Meyer court network.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Couple of nights. We will be back in Mound City again for tournament coverage tomorrow night. We can't tell you when or who, because we have to wait until they complete the pool play tonight to see who's going to be into the brackets for tomorrow night's competition. But those games will be heard live right here on Sunny 101.3. I think, Cody, you're going over there, aren't you?
Yeah, Dylan and I will be headed over to Mound City tomorrow night to call some basketball.
Meanwhile, tomorrow night over on our sister station, KTNC on the Nebraska side, I will be traveling to Syracuse with the Fall City Tigers. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game expected to tip off around 6 o'clock, followed by the boys' varsity contest probably around 7:30. So I'll have that doubleheader over on KTNC on the Nebraska side. Here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Missouri Tournament, a Mound City Tournament tomorrow night, and I will be back in Mound City on Saturday with the consolation and championships, we think, depending, again, on who wins tonight. We can't really give you any notification on who we're carrying just yet, but we'll put that on our Facebook page as soon as we have the information.
Role models matter now more than ever, and you have the power to be one. When you show good sportsmanship at a high school event, you set an example of character, respect, and integrity. Good sports help preserve the tradition of high school athletics and build community pride. So lead by example and be a good sport. This message is brought to you by the Missouri State High School Activities Association and your friends at Sunny 101.3.
And Cody, while we're talking about the Mound City Invitational Tournament, I'll tell you, a tip of the hat to Jake Shipman, the AD there, and Corey Miles, all the folks involved in putting that tournament on, because they have really had to overcome an awful lot of adversity. For starters, the Rockport kids screwed it up by doing so well in football. They weren't able to be in the tournament, so they managed to get the Maryville Swoofhounds to bring their JV team over to fill in for the Rockport Blue Jays, just to fill that part of the tournament bracket. Then you throw in the bad weather we had on Monday. We lost Monday night's games. We had to move Monday's games to Tuesday. Now, you would normally assume then, well, we'll move Tuesday's games to Wednesday. No, not so fast, because if they did that, that would have meant that the Rockport girls would have been playing tonight while their boys were down here. You couldn't do that to those girls. So they switched it up, and they moved the Rockport games to Wednesday night. And then tonight, the other teams that would have been playing when Rockport did play, they're playing up there tonight, so everybody could get to watch everybody when they wanted to. And, again, it's been a challenging week for the folks at Bound City. But one thing is consistent. They've got the best hospitality room in Northwest Missouri. We were over there last night. Boy, that was some of the best potato soup and chili you've ever had, along with the sandwiches. And that really goes good on a cold winter night like tonight.
Looking forward to it tomorrow.
We're going to step aside and take another two-minute timeout here. We'll be back with more of our Highland Community College Halftime Show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Back with you at Spratt Stadium here at Missouri Western State University, St. Joseph, Missouri. Beautiful facility, a cold, cold night. At kickoff, we were at 24 degrees with a feels like of 16. The temperature expected to drop to 17 degrees before we get out of here, so it's moving the wrong direction for these ball players out here. But what an exciting first half, Cody. And, you know, this is reminds me so much of the Mound City game with Worth County that we had a few years back down at Faroe Field in Columbia. It was just like this, back and forth. The last team to score was going to win the thing.
Yeah.
Turned out to be Mound City. I can't remember the exact score. Both were in the 30s. It was something like a 35-31 score, something like that. But this seems to be shaping up to be exactly the same kind of a score here and the same kind of a ball game. The kids from Worth County, you got to wonder what their mindset is. They scored with 19 seconds to go. They're going, how about that? We're up 14-12. Let's get to the locker room. And then Rockport says, not so fast. They come down and score and go to the locker room up by four.
So you would want to think that, wait, I just look back at the record, the schedule of Worth County. The last two games they've played in the semifinal and the quarterfinal, they've won by 2 points, 36-34. So the adversity thing is definitely on their mind, right? And I know they think they can handle it. The Rockport Blue Jays have had some
blowouts.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to think of another word for it, but you're exactly right. I just think the Blue Jays have to keep their mind and their foot on the gas and come out of here.
This is battling. This is uncharted territory right now for the Rockport Blue Jays, because other than the first game that they had with Worth County, they haven't really been challenged. I think 22 points or something was the closest anybody got to them.
Yeah.
And most recently, as we've been covering, we're looking at things like 70-12.
Yeah.
So this is uncharted territory. They're going to have to play a full four quarters of football here tonight, and that has not always been the case throughout this season. But anyway, at halftime, 18-14, the Rockport Blue Jays, and what a backbreaker that was for Worth County to give up that 53-yard touchdown pass as time expired. And then what a heart stopper for the Rockport fans to see that yellow flag come out. And I thought it was going to be negated and called back. They called a block in the back on the defense.
Right.
And the flag came out after the ball carrier crossed the goal line into the end zone. They looked at each other. They talked it over a little bit and said the touchdown stands. We'll go for two. They lined up. The conversion failed, and that's why we're standing at 18-14 with your Rockport Blue Jays on top.
And they get the football.
Yes, that's right. They'll have the ball to start this third quarter. Well, win, lose, or draw, however this thing comes out, I just want to say something right here, Cody. This has been one heck of a ride with the Rockport Blue Jays. We picked them up with a regular season game. We've been with them all throughout the playoffs and kind of feel like they're our hometown school right now. So, all right, the Blue Jays will get the football to start this thing off. Jack Meyercorth will wait at the 5-yard line for the kick. The kick is on the way, and he missed the football. What happened?
I don't know. I was looking down here.
I was looking downfield expecting Meyercorth to catch the ball, and everybody stopped. The ball, did it fall off the tee, or what in the world transpired? Rockport is going to end up being given the football? That's what happened. Rockport's going to get the ball. It didn't go 10 yards. He whiffed the kick. The ball only rolled like 4 yards out to the 34-yard line. I've never seen that. He whiffed it, and since the ball didn't go 10 yards, doesn't matter who touches it, Rockport gets the football. What a break here. Blue Jays are going to take possession of the football. Where are they going to spot this puppy? At the 31. It only went a yard. He just barely kicked it off the tee. What a break for the Blue Jays. They begin this drive first and 10 at the 31-yard line. Man, that's a bad omen for the folks here from Worth County. Over the football comes Weston Amther. He takes the snap, gives off to Holmes. Holmes runs to the left. He's inside the 30 and now gets thrown back. He'll gain 2 on the carry, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 8 yards to go for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Guess who? Mr. Bo Collins in there on the stop once again for Worth County.
Can you imagine if you had Bo Collins on the same defense out there playing along with the big boys from Rockport? Wouldn't that be a setup?
Gephardt's and Heron. Oh, man, that'd be something.
All right, a gain of 2 on that carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8 yards to go. Spot the football at the 29-yard line on the left side hash mark for the Blue Jays. They move from our left to right from north to south. Blue Jays come over the football. Put a wide receiver wide to the left side. That's Jack Meyercorth. Weston Amther takes a snap. He's back to pass. He wants to throw. Looking downfield for Meyercorth at the 10, at the 5. Meyercorth catches the football. That's a touchdown. They got the touchdown. Meyercorth had to jump up over the top of the defender, go up after the football to come down with it, and that's going to be a 31-yard touchdown pass complete from Weston Amther to Jack Meyercorth, and how about that?
Wow. 2 in a row.
Yeah, the last play of the first half, and they come right back and do it to start here in the second half. Pushes our score up now to 24-14. Let's see if the Blue Jays can get a 2-point conversion here finally. Plays and yards there, Cody.
2 plays, 31 yards.
All right, here we go. Line it up for the 2-point conversion. Meyercorth to the left. Holmes in the backfield as a running back. Guybe set to the right side of the quarterback behind the big guard on the right side. Heron will lead the way as Holmes goes into the line and goes in standing up. Heron knocked him down. Holmes takes it in, and our score now moves to 26-14. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Financial Services Soaring Drive Recap.
A 29-yard touchdown pass, Weston Amther to Jack Meyercorth, capped a 2-play, 31-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and just like that, Rockport is up by 12, 26-14, 11-11 to play here in the third period.
That was huge. Huge opening drive.
Yeah, what a deal. All right, here comes the ensuing kickoff. They're going to kick it deep. Braden Stevens is back to return it. They pick the ball up. brings it forward. He's on his feet, fighting, out across the 20, now hit near the 20-yard line and taken down. That was Cole Ruby with the football that time. Ruby's going to get it out to about the 21. And right about now, Worth County desperately needs to have something good happen for them because they got to be a little bit shell-shocked right now.
Yeah, most definitely. A couple big pass plays, and you find yourself down two scores here early in the third quarter.
They gave up, what are we at, 11-11. Yeah, so they gave up two touchdowns there in under 2 minutes.
Yep.
Under a minute, actually.
Under a minute.
Yeah, under a minute's not playing time. All right, spot the football at the 21-yard line. First down and 10 for Worth County. They trail now 26-14, down by 12. Hayden Sanders is the quarterback. He's the signal caller, a junior. Not a big guy. He's a 150-pound quarterback. He's all alone in the backfield in the shotgun formation with two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left. He'll run it himself right up the middle. He's got room, breaking into the open. It's a foot race. He's down to the 30.
He's fast.
The 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. There he went. I said they needed something good to happen. I didn't mean that quickly.
Holy smokes.
From the 21-yard line is where that one came from. And it'll be a touchdown all the way for Hayden Sanders on a quarterback keeper. Came from the 21, so that's 59. 59 yards on a quarterback keeper by Hayden Sanders. Boy, does that change again the complexion of things just as quickly back the other way. You talk about momentum swings here. This one comes with 10:54 to play in the third. Now we'll line up for the two-point conversion. Under center is Sanders. He wants to throw the ball, rolling right, hangs up into the air. The pass is caught. I'll try and get the number of the guy that caught it. Was it 7 again?
Caleb New.
Yes, New catches it for the two-point conversion. And just that quickly, it's 26-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service, from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Sir Coring Drive recap.
Hayden Sanders with a 59-yard run on a quarterback keeper for the touchdown. The pass went to Caleb New for the two-point conversion, and just that quickly, it's back to a 26-22 four-point lead now for the Rockport Blue Jays. Here comes the ensuing kickoff with Meyerkorth back to return it. The ball is fielded by the short man coming over to the right with it, and they'll get the football out to the 30-yard line. That was Logan Ellis on the return that time. They'll mark it right at the 30. It'll be first and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. They lead at 26-22. Well, we got a lot of fireworks here tonight, don't we?
Oh, it's fast-paced so far here in the third quarter.
Well, it's eight-man football at its best.
Let's go.
This is what you see. Spot the football at the 30-yard line. Blue Jays with the ball. They lead it 26-22. Still in the opening minute here of the third quarter, second half. Your quarterback, of course, is Weston Amther. He's got Brock Holmes behind him. You're waiting for Brock Holmes to break something big here again soon. Give it to Holmes. Holmes to the left side. Holmes on his feet. He's running tough. Holmes is going to get 70. The ball popped out of there. Let's see. They're going to say he was down. The ball stays with Rockport. And, boy, that's a hard stopper. All the fans across the way. They say he was down. The ball stays with Rockport. The fans are going to be unhappy on the Worth County side of the field. The Worth County players were jumping around because they came up with the football off the ground, but the man across the way was very adamant that he was down.
Yes, he was.
So, the ball will stay with Rockport. Boy, that was disaster avoided. Gain of 8 on the carry for Brock Holmes. It'll bring up second down and 2. Any idea how many yards Holmes has tonight? We've been trying to keep
We got him at about 106 right now.
He needs 222 to hit 3,000. And he could still do that. Here we go, second down and 2. Football at the 38-yard line. Give it to Holmes. Holmes running forward.
Uh-oh.
On his feet. There he goes. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Looks over his shoulder and takes it in for the touchdown. I don't see any flags anywhere, do you?
Nope.
Okay, that was from the 38-yard line, 42 yards, correct?
Yep.
All right, a 42-yard run We were just talking about we need a big run here from Brock Holmes. You don't suppose he's got a headset that he's listening to us here?
I hope not.
Right on cue. Good job, Brock, if you're listening in.
Great job.
32-22, back up by 10. Go the Blue Jays. Now they'll come over the football for the two-point conversion. They've been having Holmes carried it in there with success throughout the year. Tonight, not so much. Let's see what they're able to do this time. If they try to go wide, maybe, rather than into the middle. Holmes is going to bounce it outside to the right. He's going to be hit, reverses. Mm-hmm. Now he wants to throw the football back into the end zone. The pass falls incomplete. Conversion fails once again, but still, it's a 10-point lead, 32-22. Rockport back on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3.
For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Farm Bureau Financial Services bringing you this recap. That was a two-play, 50-yard drive. Brock Holmes capped it off with a 42-yard run. The conversion failed. Our score stands 32-22. Rockport on top with 9:49 to go in the third quarter. We've had three touchdowns scored in under 3 minutes of play here now, turning into a track meet. All right, here's the ensuing kickoff, coming up to kick it away. Back deep, waiting to return it. I believe that's Stevens. Short man fielded the football, coming over to his right across the, 25-yard line. Taken out of bounds out at about the 27, and it'll be first and 10 for Worth County, working from their own 27-yard line.
That was Logan Ellis able to track down the return man there for the Blue Jays.
So, 32-22, if you're just checking in with us, it's a shootout tonight here in this eight-man championship game. Worth County comes over the football first and 10 from their own 27-yard line is where they mark it. Quarterback Caden Sanders, empty backfield, all alone in the shotgun. He'll run it straight forward into the middle, breaking tackles, fighting across. Still on his feet, breaking out to the left side to the 30 to the 20. 10-5, all the way for the touchdown. Oof. That wasn't Sanders, the quarterback, though. Who took that snap?
Right.
Trying to see when he turns his back on us, cleared out the other end, coming this 12. Carrying the football was Archer. So where was the line of scrimmage on
27.
That? From the 27.
53.
53 yards for Archer. Man, it's getting wild here now. Good thing we brought a lot of scoring sheets with us.
We did.
9:34, just 15 seconds after the last one came. All right, here we go again. They'll line up to go for two. Under center, calling a starting count. Sanders takes a snap. Sanders. Back to pass, rolling to the right, wants to run, now does throw it into the end zone. The pass falls incomplete. Conversion attempt fails. That could be big here before we're all done tonight. 32-28 is your score. Rockport on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and in Auburn.
Jude Archer lined up in a wildcat formation, took a direct snap, 53 yards for the touchdown, a one-play, 53-yard drive. Conversion failed. 32-28. The lead is back to four once again for Rockport with 9:34 to play. We've had four touchdowns scored in the last 4 minutes of playing time. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Meyercourt chases after the ball, it's going to go out of bounds. Meyercord has no chance to return it. I think they're almost scared to kick the ball to Meyercord down here.
They are. They've kicked out three times here in the second half. They missed the kick the first time trying to get an onside. Second time they did kick an onside, this one goes out of bounds.
Awful lot of discussion here about what took place this time. They're over there talking about it, all the referees. The ball went out of bounds. I'm going to call it about the 24-yard line, and I think that's where Rockport's just going to get the football. Let's see what where they're going to spot it.
It's where they're going to mark it here.
Lots of fireworks in this one. This is everything a state championship game could be. They call it the Show Me Bowl, and they're showing us that for sure. Here we go. 32-28, Rockport on top, 9:24 to play, third period. Blue Jays will have the football, taking over first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Weston Anther is the quarterback. Brock Holmes, the running back behind him. Meyercord comes wide to the right side of the field. Anther looks at five down linemen. They're coming after him with five this time. Gives the ball to Holmes right into the middle anyway. And Holmes carries it forward just to prove he can get 3 yards even when there's five guys lined up there.
And he sure did it, too, right up the middle.
Holmes with a gain of three. It'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go. They've been alternating Logan Ellis and Jack Meyercord. And whenever Logan Ellis shows up out here as a wide receiver, then I start looking around to see if Meyercord has maybe moved to quarterback.
That was Ryder Smizer on the tackle for Worth County.
Like I said, we've done enough Rockport football. We can put together a pretty good scouting report. Second down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 32-yard line for the Blue Jays. Anther takes a snap, throws it out here, complete to Meyercord to the right side. He's down to the 40-yard line, across the 40, and taken out of bounds right at midfield at the 40. It'll be enough for a first down. He needed 7. He got 8.
That was Braden Stevens over here knocking him out of bounds. Stevens took a step inside like he was going to go try to stop the run. They just threw a little quick pass out here to Meyercord, and he got 10.
Second down and 10 yards to go. Put the ball between the hash marks on the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line is where they spot it. Clock is down to 8:51 to play here now in the third quarter. They've stopped the clock while the referees are having a team meeting.
I think they're trying to figure out where to spot the ball because Meyercord lost the ball out of bounds, had it in his right arm, was going to the right sideline.
What are we doing now?
So now they're repositioning the sticks.
Well, they already had moved the sticks.
Well, I don't know what they're doing for sure. Oh, they're going to call it third down. They didn't think he got there. Third down and real short.
After they had moved the sticks. Okay.
Now there's another stoppage here.
Well, if I'm the Rockport coach, I'm going to be questioning that because you pulled up the sticks and moved them.
Yeah, Coach Jones is, I saw him over there having a chat with the official, but they're going to leave it third and short.
Third down, less than a yard to go, third down in inches. They'll just quarterback sneak it forward. Look at that. They got it with a couple of yards to spare. They gave it to Holmes. The defensive ball players pushed Holmes 7 to 10 yards back up the field. They did not like the fact that they gave up the first down, did they?
Gain of a couple there for Holmes that time.
Wonderfully competitive football tonight here in St. Joseph. You couldn't ask for more fun than we're having. This is a state championship 8-man matchup between two very fine football teams. First down and 10, Rockport Blue Jays. The ball at the 39-yard line now of Worth County. Your quarterback again, Weston Anther, this time sets in a pistol formation. Guybe sets to his right, hand to Holmes. There goes Holmes out to the left. Holmes gets down to the 35-yard line. Oh, my, here comes a flag. Yep, he got thrown out of bounds. A little extracurricular activity over there. There was no need to throw Holmes to the ground after he was a couple of yards out of bounds. And right about now, Lucas Frisch has got some explaining to do.
Yeah, that was Frisch over there on the stop. Just a little extra.
Frisch is a very aggressive defensive ball player, but the aggressiveness is going to cost him big time on this one because he threw Brock Holmes, and that's going to be a 15-yard personal foul. And that really stings if you're a Worth County Tiger.
Ugh.
Moves the football all the way down to the 20-yard line, and you give this Blue Jay offense that kind of a boost, it's going to help them. They've got the ball first and 10 now at the 20 is where they mark it, on the left side hash mark. Anther, same familiar set with Meyercord to the left. Give it to Holmes. Holmes runs into the middle, bounces to the left. He's hit, wrapped up. They're trying to rip the football away from him. That may be one of the reasons he's able to break free. They're trying to tackle the football instead of tackle the player. He just says, I'll keep running then, and I'll just keep the football too.
Yeah, Bo Collins again on the stop first after a gain of a couple.
Yeah, we'll give him two on the carry, a long two. We'll call it second down and a short 7 yards to go here, about 7 yards to go. The football is now marked at the just outside the 17-yard line. I have to keep transposing this, looking at those big numbers on the field. At the 17, second down, we'll call it a long 7. Throw the ball out to Meyercorth. He tries to turn to the right side. He's got some running room. Meyercorth at the 5, inside the 5, and he'll be taken down near the 3-yard line. Jack Meyercorth is going to give the Rockport Blue Jays first and goal at the 3. 7:32 to play. Third quarter, Rockport up by 4, 32-28, and the Blue Jays are threatening.
You mentioned stacking the box with 5 guys in the middle there. That just opens up an opportunity for Jack Meyercorth to go one-on-one with a corner.
Spot the football at the 3-yard line. First down and goal for the Blue Jays. Just inside the right hash mark. They move from left to right, from north to south. Double tight end set. Power running formation to Holmes. Holmes running near the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown carry by Brock Holmes. His third rushing touchdown of the night in this championship ball game. And it's back to a 10-point lead, 38-28 for Rockport, as they get set to line up here for the 2-point conversion.
He was hit at the line of scrimmage again and still was able to fight through and score from 3 yards out.
Well, Brock Holmes doesn't take kindly to being tackled. He just doesn't like it when somebody tackles him. 7:28 to go here on the clock in the third quarter. We're going to line up and go for 2 once again. That was Holmes' third rushing touchdown, by the way.
Holmes is not in on this 2-point conversion.
Really? Okay.
Nope. That's Ellis.
All right, Ellis is in the backfield. They turn. They're going to throw the ball, lob it up into the corner to Meyercorth off his fingertips. Could not come down with it. I tell you, these missed 2-point conversions concern me. This could be a bad deal here. We're going to take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help. Proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. That scoring drive took 7 plays to cover 51 yards. Brock Holmes with his third rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 3 yards out. The conversion failed, however, and it's a 10-point lead for Rockport, 38-28, with 7:28 to go in the third quarter. And we have got a track meet going here.
I guess.
Rockport,
holy smokes.
Ready to kick it away. Handling the kickoff duties here is Tayden Cook. Has it teed up, he'll kick the ball deep. Return man's going to field the ball, picks it up at the 10, bobbles it for a moment, starts out to his left. Uh-oh, he's got some room down this left sideline. It finally gets knocked out of bounds. Trying to pick up the return man on that, I think carrying the football back was Stevens once again.
Yeah, I think it was. That was Tayden Cook coming over here for Rockport and being able to shove him out of bounds.
Has the return out across the 30 to the 31-yard line, so reasonably good field position here for the Worth County Tigers. They're trailing now by 10, 38-28, 7:23 to play here in the third quarter. Here come the Tigers over the football. Hayden Sanders with an empty backfield. All alone in the shotgun formation is Sanders, calling his count. He'll run it himself. Running out, no, that's going to be Archer running the football. Archer took the wildcat snap, and he runs it to the right side. He's got it out to the 38-yard line, Worth County's 38-yard line. Gain of 7. It'll bring up second down and 3.
Archer slipped on the turf, but Jack Meyercorth was right there ready to tackle him. A lot of green grass if Archer gets around the corner.
They're running all kinds of different formations in there on us. Now Stevens is in there as a running back. He came over and got the play. Let's see who's going to take the snap this time if Sanders is even in there. All right, they're going to have a single set back in the backfield in a shotgun formation.
That's Sanders.
Yeah, it is Sanders. Sanders has 2 wide outs, 1 to either side. He's going to run with the football right into the middle. Sanders spun around, and second effort is going to get him the first down. They had him stopped a yard or 2 short, but his second effort, just like Brock Holmes, Hayden Sanders gets the first down yardage.
Gabe Gephardt's there to finally finish it off for the Rockport Blue Jays with defensive effort.
Mentioned earlier that Sanders can run the football. He had 956 yards. I wouldn't be surprised if he isn't over 1,000 yards as a rusher, and he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
Averaging 8.1 yards per carry, he's got 19 touchdowns for this team. All right, let's see what Sanders does this time. He's got a wide receiver to the left. wide out to the right. Now they're going to shift them around. Some confusion here. In the backfield, Hayden Sanders calling a starting count. He's under center. Pitches it back to the trailing back, starting to the left with running room. Down to the 30, inside the 25.
Came out.
And the ball is loose, and I believe the Blue Jays may have the football.
Oh, they're saying he's down.
Oh, they're going to rule him down. Looked like that ball popped out of there, didn't it?
I think it did it when it hit the ground. Jack Meyercord was out on a tackle there, landed on top of the running back, and the ball came out afterwards.
So the Tigers avoid disaster there. They get the ball back. It's going to be ruled down at the 23-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10 for the Worth County Tigers at the 23. The ball just inside the left side hash mark. Again, an empty backfield. Now the official blowing the whistle here, and let's see what this is about. He wants to talk to the referee about something.
Well, the guy in the orange vest over here on the sideline, I'm not sure, can't read what it says on the back of his shirt.
Event staff,
he says. Stoppage in play.
What happened? Did we lose our TV or something?
They don't have a review, do they?
I don't think so. They're talking to the referee. We're going to step aside and take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football, the Show Me Bowl, on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Okay, that timeout was for a review, and they have upheld the call on the field. They will say that the player was down before the ball came out, so the football will stay with Worth County. That's what the timeout was for. It was about a review. I didn't know we had a review in this championship. First down and 10 at the 23-yard line. Snap the ball back. Running back runs to the right. Going to be grabbed up and thrown back. After a gain of a couple, carrying the football was Stevens that time.
Gabe Gephardt's able to track him down, get the tackle.
Worth County fans, if you're tuned in, listening online to us tonight, we're seeing Stevens, Archer, Fritch, and Ruby, or any combination thereof, those four in the backfield here. On any given play, you never know who's going to line up back there. This time it looks like Archer is going to be taking the snap from center. On second down and 7 yards to go with the 21, Archer's going to run it right into the middle. Archer spun and brought down. Ryder Herons got him in a big old bear hug, and he's not going to run very far with 265 pounds of Ryder Heron wrapped around his arms.
We hadn't called Ryder's name in just a little bit, so that's what it's going to take. A third down and 5 here after Ryder Heron makes a good stop.
Big third down play coming up. Line of scrimmage, 18-yard line. Third down and 5 at the 18 of Rockport. Blue Jays up by 10, 38-28. Clock shows 4 minutes, 38 seconds to play. Still in the third quarter. We've had a ton of fireworks ever since halftime, just up and down the field. Third down and 5. Here we go over the football. I believe we're going to have Sanders taking the snap once again. Has the snap, wants to throw, looks out to his left. Throws the ball, pass is going to be complete. On his feet, running inside the 10. And now he's going to be hit and all the way to the 5? Is that where he is? I lost my...
Yep. Yes,
yes,
5.
He's at the 5-yard line. We have to apologize for the confusion. We've got these great big numbers. It's a 100-yard field, and we just have to keep transposing by 10 yards here. Everything in the world wants to tell me that's a 15-yard
yeah.
line, but I know it's a 5. All right, here we go. First down and goal at the 5 for Worth County. Power eye formation, double tight end set, hand the ball up the middle, and going in for the touchdown is Lucas Fritch. Fritch will carry it in, and that will be a 5-yard run by Lucas Fritch. That's his second rushing touchdown. He got one back in the first quarter as he takes it in, and that narrows our lead here again now to 38-34. You know, depending on who makes their extra points and who doesn't, this is just slowly becoming a very tight football game. Okay.
Could get it within 2 right here.
Yes, they could. Let's see what happens. They'll line it up. They go for 2. Quarterback is Hayden Sanders. Oh, look at this. They got 3 of them back there. Sanders is going to take the snap. Sanders gives it off to Fritch. Fritch keeps it. They're not. Oh, now the ball is flipped out and loose. Everybody after it. and they're going to tackle him and for a loss on the play. For lack of a better description, it was just kind of a fire drill back there.
It was, and Ryder Heron says, enough of this. Let's get the ball stopped.
Rockport maintains their four-point lead, 38-34, 3:57 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farms, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falsity and Auburn. At Worth County, Scoring Drive, 7 plays, 49 yards. Lucas Fritch, his second rushing touchdown of the night from 5 yards out. Conversion failed, 38-34. Rockport on top with 3:57 to play here in the third quarter. Here's the kickoff. Meyercore chases after. He's going to pick the ball up at the 3-yard line. Comes out to the 10, broke a tackle, spun across the 10 out to about the 12 or 13, and that's where he'll be dropped. So Rockport has the long field ahead of them on this possession. They're going to start first and 10 from around their own 12 or 13-yard line is where they'll mark it.
That was Jordan Danner on the stop for Worth County, a freshman coming in on the special teams.
I'll let you folks in on a secret. We're a long ways from the football field, but we've got, a 42-inch monitor?
Two of them.
Two big monitors right here in the booth, right next to the refrigerator and the rest of the kitchen that we have. First down and 10 from the 12-yard line is where they mark it. Blue Jays take over. They're a long ways from that south end zone, taking the snap. They hand the ball straight up the middle, and Holmes just powers his way forward. He's always good for three, and if you block for him, he'll get four or five. This time he's going to have the ball out to the, 15-yard line. They'll give him three on the carry, brings up second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is down now to 3:34 to play here in the third quarter.
Another great individual effort by Holmes.
All right, second down and 7. Spot the football on the left hash mark at the 15-yard line. Rockport moving left to right from north to south. Quarterback Amfer calling his cadence. People jumping around here. I think that may be on the defense. It looked like they came across. And, yes, that's going to be a 5-yard penalty. Marched off against Worth County. They jumped off sides. 5 yards is going to bring the football out to the 20-yard line. And now you've got a whole different play calling situation. It's only second down and a long 2 to go here. Maybe a chance to take a chance on something, huh?
Another Meyercore go route?
Yeah. Meyercore wide to the left side of the field. They hand it to Holmes. Holmes is going to have the first down yardage and more. He's got the football out to the 25-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be a first and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 25.
Gain of about 5 there for Mr. Holmes.
Well, a nice sustained drive would be okay here. I want to give a tip of the hat to all the Rockport fans that showed up. There is a big crowd across the way. We can't see the Worth County people. They're down below us under the press box. But looking across the way, there is a huge turnout of Rockport Blue Jay football fans. Did the last one to leave town turn off the lights? Leave the radio on. Here we go, first and 10 now. At the 25-yard line for the Blue Jays. And now, flags flying, we're going to have a procedure penalty, and they're going to give the 5 yards right back. It'll back the Blue Jays up by 5. They'll have first down and 15. Yep, looking across the way, the band is over there in their uniforms. The cheerleaders are out there braving these lower 20-degree temperatures. Feels like temperature in the teens. I was impressed with that band last week, marching out into that snow and the slush.
I saw something on Facebook. They walked clear from the school down to the football field.
I saw that same post. All right, first down and 15 yards to go with the 20-yard line for the Blue Jays. Weston Amfer takes the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes is hit in the backfield. Ball is out. Going to be picked up and recovered by Worth County. Worth County's got the football. Getting the fumble recovery was Sawyer Thurman. The ball popped out on the exchange between the quarterback and the running back. Thurman reached down, picked it up off the ground, and there is a huge, huge break for Worth County as they're trailing 38-34, and they get the football deep in Rockport territory. They're going to take over the ball first and 10, working from about the 16-yard line.
Yep.
Put it at the 16 is where they mark it. This drive begins at the Rockport 16, 1st and 10, Worth County, wasting no time to get up there, waiting for the snap from center. With the snap, they'll run out to the left, some running room at the 15, at the 10, the 5, and all the way in for the touchdown. It took just one play for Worth County to capitalize on that. I'm going to try and wait until the running back comes back this way and pick up his number.
Stevens, Braden Stevens.
It was Stevens on the carry. So Stevens carries it in. We were 16 yards out, right?
Yes, sir.
16-yard run by Stevens. And just like that, Worth County has retaken the lead. They're up now 40-38 as they get lined up here to go for the two-point conversion. That score with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Here come the Tigers over the football to go for two. I think their quarterback is in there taking the snap once again. He's probably going to try and throw for this, too. He drops straight back, pressure coming, under pressure. Now scrolling to the left, throws into the corner, and the pass is going to be complete for the two-point conversion as soon as the player comes back into the light here. Can you pick up his number? We'll pick it up. Anyway, the pass is going to be complete for the two-point conversion. 55 caught that one. Okay. Makes our score now 42-38. Worth County on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
Another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. One play, 16 yards for Brayden Stevens. Pass to Bo Collins for the two-point conversion, 42-38. Worth County back with their first lead in a while. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Goes into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That's where the Rockport Blue Jays will begin this drive. So Rockport trailed early 6-0. Then they have led throughout the rest of the ball game, just back and forth trading scores here until the fumble at the 16-yard line gave Worth County a golden opportunity, which they capitalized on a one-play 16-yard drive when they made the two-point conversion. They put their lead out to four now. It's 42-38. Worth County leading Rockport, and this is just exactly the kind of football game I expected, Cody.
Yeah, if you're Rockport, don't panic. Just keep doing what you're doing and what you're used to.
Weston Amfer comes over the football at the 15-yard line. Gives off to Holmes. Holmes is hit and hit hard and driven back. One, two, three, four tacklers on him. They're trying to rip that football out of his arms. And he will have a gain of a couple. It'll bring up second down and 8 from the 17-yard line. Did you see him going after that ball?
There was 5 Tigers on him there right away trying to get him down, and he still wouldn't go down.
And 2 of them were trying to tackle the football.
Yep.
They're desperately trying to rip that football out of the running back's arms. Gain of 2 is second down and 8 yards to go. The football at the 17-yard line. Rockport's own 17. They're trailing by 4 now, 42-38. Quarterback Amfer pitches the ball to the right side. Coming around is Holmes. Holmes got room. He's got first down. He's across the 30. He's out to the 35. Boy, they're letting him keep him going. They got a personal foul earlier on that, and they don't like to stop on the sideline.
There is a flag on the play, Randy.
Oh, maybe we did get one.
Right down here. It was before, though. An indication of holding, possibly, in that area.
Oh, okay. Let's wait. Waiting for the call. Holding is the call on the Blue Jays. Boy, that's a tough break. Nice job of running by Holmes. He had, 15, 20 yards on that carry.
Yeah.
The flag is thrown down here at the 27-yard line. Holding is the call. They're going to march off penalty yardage. Let's see where the new line of scrimmage is going to be. They're still working it out.
Decently close to where the old one was.
All this happening with a minute and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Rockport Blue Jays trailing 42-38. I have a feeling we got a lot of fireworks ahead of us yet here tonight, I'll tell you. All right, it's going to be second down and 8. Into the middle goes Holmes. Holmes is out across the 20, out to the 21. He'll get about 3 on the carry. It's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go now for the Blue Jays.
This is a big
big third down here for Rockport.
Clock running down to 1:03 to go here in the third quarter. Rockport, again, if you're just checking in with us, trailing by four now. 42-38, the Blue Jays have led most of this ballgame. On third down and 4 yards to go from their own 21-yard line, they'll set in an I formation. In the back of the eye is Holmes.
Oh, man.
Holmes is hit and did not get there. He is going to be fourth down and still 3 yards to go. They stopped him right at the line of scrimmage.
And they're on the stop. Bo Collins on the stop once again for Worth County.
Bo Collins giving that offensive line for Rockport their money's worth here tonight. Fourth down and four. Boy, if you don't punt the ball here and you give them the ball that deep in your own territory, you saw what they did with it last time.
They're going to wait till the fourth quarter to decide what to do.
All right, the time will expire here in the third period. 42-38 our score. We'll step aside for a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, Rockport is faced with a fourth down and four from their own 21-yard line. They're trailing 42-38 as we move into the fourth quarter. I want to acknowledge my broadcast partner, John Nixon. John, a little bit under the weather tonight. He's at home listening into the broadcast, and we miss you down here, buddy. John and I, as you know, have traveled thousands of miles, done several games. Here we go. They're going for it on fourth down and four. Pass is thrown out to Meyercourt. There was tip. Meyercourt caught the ball, but I think he's going to be short.
He didn't get it.
He caught the ball a foot short. Now, where are they going to mark it?
Yeah, it's going to be short.
He's going to be short, and Rockport is going to turn the ball over on down.
Dang it.
The ball must have been tipped. It went high in the air, and Meyercourt came back, caught the football. He came up 6 inches short of the first down, and they turn it over on downs, and this is going to be a huge test of this Blue Jay defense. They've just given Worth County the ball first and 10 inside the 25-yard line. They'll come over it. Worth County on first and 10, just inside the 25 of the Blue Jays. Calling his count. They run the ball to the right side. That's Archer once again. Archer not going to get much that time. Maybe a half a yard, not anymore.
Jack Meyercourt was the first one to tackle him there at the line of scrimmage, and then Ryder Heron came in and finished it off.
They're really keeping me on my toes here. Cole Ruby, Lucas Fritsch, Archer, Hayden Sanders, any one of them can take the snap from center here. You have to see how they come out and line it up. Very little, if any, game. We're still going to call it second down and 10 yards to go. The ball just inside the 25-yard line.
Huge series right here.
Big second down play. They come over the football, double tight end set, I formation this time. Hayden Sanders, now he shifts out of that. He was under center. Now he's going to shift back into a shotgun formation with two receivers to either side. Has the snap, wants to throw the ball. Sanders sets up. He's going to run with the football out to the left. He's at the 20, down near the first down, stop just shy of the first down, outside the 15-yard line at the 16, and it'll be 1 yard to go for first down yardage.
Logan Ellis and Quentin Jackson in on the stop for Rockport, third down and short.
Yes, third and a yard with the football now at the 16-yard line is where they mark it. Third and a long yard, almost two to go, actually, where they mark the football. So a third and short coming up, the ball inside the left hash. Worth County moving left to right from north to south here at Spratt Stadium. Quarterback Hayden Sanders in a shotgun. No, that's going to be Archer back there taking the snap, I believe. Archer sits in the shotgun, waiting for the snap from center. He's got it. It's Sanders with the ball, throws the ball out, complete to the left side for first down at the 10, at the 5, and tackled down near the 3-yard line. The receiver stops short of the goal line, but it's going to be first and goal for Worth County.
Over there on the stop was Rockport's Logan Ellis. He does get up a little bit slow. Ball sits about the 2-yard line here.
Yes, they'll mark it at the 2. First and goal from the 2. Worth County already leading here, 42-38, trying to extend their lead after trailing throughout most of this contest. Here come the Tigers over the football at the 2-yard line. First and goal. Quarterback Hayden Sanders now steps up under center. Looks like they're going to try quarterback sneak, and they do. Sanders reaches the ball out, and he stops short at about the 1-foot line. So it'll be second down and goal. This is where the Blue Jays need a big break here. Fumble, a fumble recovery, something good to happen. Trailing by 4, in danger of going down by 2 scores here.
That was Quentin Jackson able to knock the running back, quarterback down there at the half-yard line.
Oh, look how close that ball is to the goal line. The nose of the football, less than 6 inches away from the goal line. It's less than the length of the football. Look at that thing.
Yep.
All right, second down and goal. Second and inches to go for the touchdown for Worth County. I think the question here is who carries the ball. Waiting for the snap from center. They turn. They pitch it out. They'll run wide to the right. And hit. And did he get across?
Yep,
yes.
Sure did.
Carrying the football in is going to be Archer. Archer for the touchdown. So, this score for Archer, I'll have to get out of page 2 here. Archer on the carry from 1 yard out is what it'll go as officially. Score coming with 9:05 to go in the fourth quarter in the football game. And they'll line up here to go for 2. Quickly over the football, 3 wide receivers wide to the right side of the field this time. For the quarterback, calling his starting count in the shotgun formation. He'll roll to the right, rolls deep, now wants to run, throws it into the end zone. The pass is going to be complete. Making the catch under there in the end zone, we'll pick it 21 is the guy that came up with it.
Frisch.
That's Frisch making the catch. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and in Fall City. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you.
Jude Archer scores from 1 yard out. The pass was complete to Fritch for the 2-point conversion. It was a 5-play, 25-yard drive after Rockport turned it over on downs. 50-38, Worth County up by 12 with 9:05 to go in the ballgame. Jack Meyercorth fields the ball at the 5. He's to the 10. He's out to the 15. He's at the 20. On his feet. Got around a tackler to the 25. Still on his feet. Out to the 30-yard line. Great job by Meyercorth on the return. Just picking and bobbing his way through the defenders. He's got it all the way out to the 30. But now the Blue Jays down by 2 scores, trailing 50-38. And 8:56 to go. Right now, the clock is Worth County's friend.
Got to have something right here if you're a Blue Jay. The last 2 possessions ended in a fumble and then a turnover on downs. They can do it right here. Just drive the ball down the field.
Let's see if they can get something untracked. Coming over the football are the Blue Jays, 1st and 10, working from their own 30-yard line. Weston Amfer, the junior quarterback, is going to set in a pistol formation with Holmes behind him. He's back to pass. He rolls to the left. Got some time. Oh, he's going to be hit and sacked for a loss. Bo Collins is there again. They're going to get him back inside the 25 near the 24-yard line.
Bo Collins is a player on the sack there. He plays tight end. DN has 11 unofficial tackles here this evening. His first sack.
Big kid, 230 pounds, and he's only a junior. Bo Collins, he's been a difference maker in this ballgame tonight. Rockport came in here 13-0, Worth County 12-1. Worth County's only loss was to Rockport. Worth County trying to avenge that one here right now, up by 10. Second down, 15 yards to go. The football at the 24-yard line. They take the snap, give it to Holmes. Holmes runs to the right, not much there. He got a couple of yards, that's all. Out across the 35, near the 36, we'll give him a gain of two. Still going to bring up third down and long, third and 13. And this is where Rockport got in trouble on their last possession. They tried to go for it and turned the ball over on downs and then gave up another quick touchdown.
Ryder Smizer, the one to bring Holmes down that time.
So now the football is marked at the 36-yard line, third down, 14 yards to go from the 36. Two receivers, wide to the right. Meyercorth sets in a slot to the right side. Another wide receiver over there also is Case Millsap now. Back to pass. They set up. Going to throw the ball out to the right. Pass is going to be caught by Meyercorth at the 40-yard line. Great catch. Look how far they drove the receiver out of bounds after the catch.
There's a flag.
Yeah. Okay, had to be. You got to get a flag. What they're doing here, folks, they make the tackle and then 2-3 yards out of bounds. They're still driving that receiver clear over into the bench, and that's going to bring in another 15-yarder.
That was almost clear to the white out-of-bounds big field mark out there.
On the 11-man field.
Yeah.
So we're probably looking at another 15-yarder here from where that flag is thrown. Let's wait and see. Here comes the white hat. Personal foul on the defense. 15 yards, and right about now, that's the last thing the Tigers want to do here, give the Blue Jays help like that.
Ball's going to sit at the 25-yard line here.
All right, first and 10, Rockport, at the 25 of Worth County. Your Blue Jays down now by 12, 50-38, 7.5 minutes left to play in this one here at Spratt Stadium. On the right hash mark from the 25-yard line, Jays come over the football, Meyercorth to the left. Quarterback takes a snap, turns, gives the ball off to Holmes. Holmes is hit in the backfield. He broke a tackle, got away, and now he's hit and taken down right at the line of scrimmage. They just kept coming. Holmes avoided the first couple of tacklers. The third one that came along was able to get him off his feet.
That third guy was Braden Stevens on the tackle for Worth County.
It'll bring up second down and a short 10-second down, about 9.5 yards to go now. The football just inside the 25-yard line. Left hash mark. Rockport moving right to left from south to north. Trailing here, 50-38, down by 12 are the Blue Jays. Second and long. Quarterback calling his starting count. Amford throws the ball out, pass complete. Making the catch out there, Logan Ellis this time. And Logan Ellis has got the ball down inside the 20. Or no, that's Meyercorth.
Yep.
Yeah, Meyercorth makes the catch. He's got the ball inside the 20, down to about the 18-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 3 to go now for Rockport. At the 18-yard line of Worth County, Meyercorth comes to the left. Holmes lines up in the backfield behind the quarterback, Amford. Amford calling the cadence, has the snap, wants to throw. He's going to look for Meyercorth down here in the corner. Meyercorth, ball falls incomplete. No flag is thrown. Boy, they were battling for that football right at the goal line. If he'd have caught it, he would have fallen into the end zone.
That was close. Close. Meyercorth couldn't get his arms up there to catch that football.
I don't think he could get his arms up.
That's what I'm saying.
He tackled.
Yeah. Close. Close call.
I know I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think they missed one. We'll see. Here we go. Big play. This could be your ball game, actually. It's fourth down and 3 at the 18-yard line. Rockport desperately needs a first down on fourth down. Amford takes a snap, gives to Holmes. He runs to the right. He's into the open. At the 10, the 5, he'll take it for the touchdown. Just like that, they put her in there on fourth down and 3 from the 18-yard line. New life for the Rockport Blue Jays after an 18-yard run, carrying the ball in by Brock Holmes. That's his fourth rushing touchdown of the evening here for the Blue Jays. The score coming with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the fourth quarter in the ballgame. And that pulls Rockport back within 6 now, 50-44. Here comes the 2-point conversion. Nobody's been real successful with these tonight in this ballgame. They'll line up with a wide receiver to the left, give to Holmes. No, fake to Holmes. Want to throw the ball out to the left.
Well done.
And well done, well executed for the 2-point conversion. Making the catch out here was Jaden Guybe. Guybe made the catch. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Holmes gets his fourth rushing touchdown, this one from 18 yards out. The two-point conversion pass was complete to Jaden Guy. That puts eight up for the Blue Jays. Rockport back within four now, 50-46, but the clock shows just 6 minutes and 11 seconds left to play in the football game. Worth County on top, waiting to receive this kickoff. Do you try an onside here yet? Let's see. We can see when we come forward. Here's the kick. They're going to kick it deep. And the ball is going to come down and be fielded at the 4. Return man out to the 10, the 15, and taken down there. Good defense by Guy. The young man that just caught the two-point conversion comes down and gets the tackle on the return man. So they have the Worth County Tigers starting this drive at their own 15-yard line. That's where it'll be spotted, first and 10. The clock down to 6:07 to go. Needless to say, the Blue Jays need to stop, and they need to stop quickly here.
Very sure. Worth mentioning, since the first drive for Worth County, they have scored on every possession.
Wow. All right. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Tigers. Hayden Sanders is the signal caller. He's all alone in the backfield. Running to the left. No, they snap the ball instead straight back to Archer. And Jude Archer is going to run forward for short yardage, maybe a yard or so is all he's going to get.
Hayden Cook flying in there at the line of scrimmage to get the first hit on the running back.
Mark the football at the 16-yard line. It's second down and 9 yards to go now for Worth County. The Tigers on top here, 50-46, 5 minutes, 44 seconds to play in the football game on third down and 9. I believe they're going to have Hayden Sanders back in, the quarterback, taking the snap. He'll put two receivers wide to the left side of the field this time. Archer is flanked out in a slot to the left side. As Sanders calls his cadence, waiting for the snap, they put a man in motion.
Play clock's at 2.
Okay, they're going to have to use a timeout, I think, here to avoid
a false start first.
Okay, we're going to have a 5-yard penalty. Worth County shoots themselves in the foot here. Backs the football back down to the 11-yard line. And now it's going to be second down and 14 yards to go, but that clock is down to 5:21, and all of the Rockport fans are looking at that score, that clock, and watching the seconds tick away.
Yeah, for sure. But Rockport does have all three timeouts here, so keep that in mind.
Blue Jays down by 4 right now, 50-46. Here come the Tigers over the ball in second and 14. They'll run it right up the middle. Carrying the football again is Archer. Archer with a nice carry. He'll have the ball across the 15 out to about the 17.
Gained about 7. Ryder Heron on the tackle for Rockport.
All right, third down and long. Third and 8 yards to go from the 17-yard line. These are huge downs. The next two downs may very well determine the outcome of this ball game, Cody. It's third down and 8 from the 17-yard line. The clock is down under 5 minutes now at 4:49 and running. Rockport trailing by 4. 50-46 in this 8-man state championship. Now we're going to have a timeout taken. Timeout by Worth County. We're going to keep it here live this time.
We'd like to thank our sponsors again for tonight's broadcast. If you see them, thank them. Citizens Bank and Trust, Community Medical Center, Hiawatha Implement, Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Kent Fisher Insurance, Farmer State Bank, Atchison Holt Electric, Midwest Data Center, Mo Valley Ag, Pleasant View Senior Living, Perry Plumbing and Septic, and Oswald Crow Agency in Rockford.
Cody, these two teams are no strangers to championship football. They both have numerous titles here.
Yeah,
history on that.
Rockport has 2 state titles back in 1984, 1985. They were playing 11-man at that time. Last time they were in the finals was 1990. Worth County has 7 titles, and worth noting that Worth County is 3-1 versus Rockport in the playoffs, but Rockport leads the all-time series at 5-4. Those stats, thanks to our friend John Nixon bringing us those stats.
Even when he can't be with us, making himself very useful. Thank you, John. Third down and 8 now from the 16-yard line. For the Tigers, they take the snap back to pass. They set Kick the ball out to the left side. They got the screen pass. Coming up the left sideline, here comes the defenders. It'll be enough for a first down, and that gets the football out across the 27 to near the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Worth County.
So now your timeouts start coming into play if you're Rockport. 4:35 on the clock with it running. You start trying to get Worth County behind the chains. Try to use those timeouts wisely.
Well, Worth County's going to take every second they can before they snap the football here. Leading by 4, 50-46, a very precarious lead here in 8-man football. First down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 27-yard line. They turn, hand the ball straight up the middle, breaking through tackles. The ball carrier still on his feet. They're trying to rip the football away from him. He's got the ball out to the 34-yard line is where they're going to mark it. It'll bring up second down and about 3 yards to go, maybe 4.
Jack Meyercorth able to knock down the runner there, not after a big first down run.
They're going to spot the ball at the 34 is where they mark it, so it'll be second down and 3 yards to go for Worth County. Clock down now to 3:45 to play in this ball game, 50-46, 4-point lead for the Worth County Tigers on second down and 3. Hayden Sanders is under center. His backs are set in the I formation. Double tight ends in the line. Takes a snap. Gives off to his I back. They bounce it outside to the right. Broke a tackle. Got free for the first down yardage and taken down at the 40-yard line. Ryder Heron not happy with that ball carrier. He just, I don't know if people can remember, in Dominican Sue throwing the Texas quarterback, gave him a throw. That's kind of what Ryder Heron did there.
That is sort of what that looked like.
Colt McCoy was that quarterback's name that got thrown out. I don't know why that came to mind, but it looked just exactly like that.
Colt McCoy still talks about that.
The ball is at the 40-yard line. It's first and 10, Worth County, with another crucial first down. Clock is down to 3:05 and running. Worth County with the 4-point lead and the football, letting that precious seconds click off before they snap the football. Looking at the back judge, he's going to tell them when the time's running out. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. The clock shows 2:54 left to play in this football game. 50-46, Worth County is up by 4. We're going to keep it here live and say thanks once again to all of the fine sponsors helping to present tonight's broadcast of high school football. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have high school basketball for you again here in Northwest Missouri. The Mountain City Tournament continues both tomorrow night and Saturday night, and we'll have live coverage for you. For our Nebraska listeners, tomorrow night I'll be over on our sister station KTNC as the Fall City Tigers travel to Syracuse to take on the Syracuse Rockets. That will be a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game tipping off around 6 o'clock. So we're winding this one down, Cody, down to under 3 minutes to go. Rockport needs something good to happen here defensively.
Yeah, you would think this is probably the last first and 10 that you're going to see without burning some timeouts if you're Rockport.
Spot the ball at the 40-yard line, midfield, first down and 10 for the Tigers. Quarterback Hayden Sanders pitches back to the trailing back to the left side. He's got some room at the 35, at the 30, and I believe he's got a first down. Going to be taken out of bounds all the way down to the 25-yard line. And now, Worth County is not only running valuable time off, but they're threatening to move the ball down the field here. I believe we have a timeout called or a flag.
I got a guy down at the 40-yard line.
I have a player injured. So we've got timeout for an injured player. It's one of the Rockport players that's down back out here at the midfield stripe. They're checking with him. We'll see who it is that's shaken up, being helped back to his feet here. That's Quentin Jackson. Jackson there got him setting up. They're going to get him up and have him walk off the field. Looks like a lower extremity, maybe favoring an ankle. Quentin Jackson, the injured player, putting a little bit of weight on that. Looks like it's a lower extremity, maybe an ankle, not a knee, I don't believe, the way he's walking. So Quentin Jackson is helped off the field. But the first down yardage puts the football to the 25-yard line with 2:46 left to play in this one. First down and 10, Worth County at the 25 of the Blue Jays. They come over the football. Hayden Sanders will be under center. He's got his end set in tight. The backs were behind him. Now they shift out of it. Go to a shotgun formation with the running backs to either side, set just outside the guards. Man comes in motion left to right. Sanders is going to run the football into the middle. Very careful.
Oh, the ball came
popped out of there. They're going to rule him down. Yep, they'll rule him down. And what an opportunity that might have been for the Blue Jays.
You think they'll review that one?
Well, I don't know. The ball popped out. I think, though, I was watching it through the glasses. I think he was sitting on the ground when the ball popped out of there. Timeout, Rockport. Are they going to review it? No, just a timeout. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Rockport Blue Jays football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Along with Cody Schwong, we're at Spratt Stadium here at Missouri Western State University. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of state championship football here on Sunny 101.3. Clock shows 2:27 to go in the ballgame. Football is spotted at the 20-yard line, and it's going to be second down and 5 for the Tigers at the 20 of Rockport. Quarterback Hayden Sanders, the junior signal caller, calls his cadence. Waiting for the snap, long count at the line. Now he's got the football. He'll run it himself right into the middle. He has first down yardage, breaking tackle, spun down and tackled near the 11-yard line. That first down puts Rockport in a lot of trouble here because they're running out of timeouts, running out of time. 2:21 to go in this one. Now you're not just worried about now. Timeout's going to be taken by Rockport, so we will step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
No matter where you are in the tri-state area, your technology matters. That's why Rockport Telephone and Midwest Data Center bring you seamless service from residential to enterprise-grade IT support. Need reliable Wi-Fi or cybersecurity that keeps your business safe? We've got it all, whether you're streaming at home or scaling your company. Call us today for your complimentary cyber consult or to start service at 660-744-5343. Midwest Data Center and Rockport Telephone. Fiber, voice, and video services with a dedicated local support team.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pratt Stadium with 2:21 left on the score clock. Rockport down to their last timeout. It's first down and 10 now with the football at the 11-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. Worth County threatening to put this thing away with another score down here on first and 10 from just outside the 10. Taking the snap, quarterback comes to the right, wants to turn the corner, hit, wrapped up. Carrying the football is Hayden Sanders. He crashes inside the 10, down to about the 9. We'll give him a gain of 2. Timeout taken again by Rockport. We're going to keep it here live and remind you to stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up tonight. We'll give you a rundown of all the scoring and how it went in this one.
There was a lot of scoring.
Yeah, there's been a bunch. We're sitting here 50-46, 96 points put up. In this Show Me Bowl, the 8-man state championship game between two very fine football teams. And win, lose, or draw, you got to have a tip of the hat to the young men here from the Rockport Blue Jays. I've kind of become a Blue Jay fan the last 5 or 6 weeks as we've been getting more and more familiar with the kids. I met Brock Holmes, I mentioned, a couple of weeks ago down at McDonald's down by the interstate. Fine young man. Wonderful to visit with him.
It's just so much fun to have local teams go deep into the postseason in any sport. So it's been a great honor to follow the Blue Jays here.
And the victim of that has been the basketball season.
Just 1 week.
Yeah, 1 week. They'll be on the hardwoods here shortly. Second down and 8 now. The ball is at the 9-yard line. Second down and 8. Hayden Sanders is in the shotgun formation. He puts a man in motion to the right. Sanders is going to throw the football. Throws it out to the left. The pass is going to be complete at the 5 at the goal line. Touchdown, Caleb New. And Caleb New may have just put a ribbon on the package here. Caleb New with the catch and the TD. It was from 9 yards out, a 9-yard touchdown pass. Score coming with 2:08 left to play here in the fourth quarter. And suddenly, it's a 10-point ball game, 56-46, a two-possession lead for Worth County. They'll line up for the two-point conversion. Sanders is the quarterback waiting for his snap. He's going to want to throw the ball. He rolls right, looking into the end zone, throws it over his intended receiver. The conversion fails, so the score remains 56-46, but only 2:08 left to play in the football game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over three decades, Mo Valley Ag has been your partner in precision. Whether it's crop scouting, certified advisors, or on-site specific technologies, we bring the science of agriculture to your soil. Mo Valley Ag is a locally owned and independent ag retailer, proudly offering DeKalb, Asgrow, and Stein. With GPS-guided custom applications and grid sampling, we're here to help you grow smarter. Call 660-744-5325 today or visit us on the hill in Rockport. Let Mo Valley Ag fuel your farm's future today.
Sunny
101.3. Well, a 10-play, 65-yard drive that ate up a whole bunch of time there. Worth County has now extended their lead to 56-46, a 2-score lead with only 2:08 left to play in the ball game, and barring a miracle, things are looking pretty good right now for the Worth County Tigers. Let's see what happens. Ready for the kickoff. Back deep, Jack Meyercorth waiting to return it. There's the kick.
Uh-oh.
Where'd it go? They tried an onside.
Yeah, they got it.
Worth County got the football. Onside kick, and Worth County falls on the ball at the 20-yard line, and all they've got to do now has taken a knee a couple of times, and they've got a state championship, right?
Yep.
Did not see that one coming.
They just kind of pooch-kicked it right over here near the 20-yard line. It went over Brock Holmes' head. He kind of pointed back to Jack Meyercorth. Meyercorth he was standing at the 5, just couldn't get back there and get the football.
Yes, and you can see from the body language of the Rockport Blue Jays out here, they're coming to the realization this thing's getting away from them.
Yeah.
56-46, Worth County up by 10. Stay tuned for our postgame show. Again, we want to give you a rundown, and we're going to recap the wonderful year of high school football that the Rockport Blue Jays have had here. The ball is going to be marked at the 20-yard line, 1st and 10, Worth County. They lead it by 10, 56-46, but just 2:07 left on the clock. Quarterback under center, calling his starting count, backs up. Sets like he wants to throw the ball. He's just going to run around back here, and that keeps the clock running. Now he'll slide and go down for a loss, but that gets the clock down under 2 minutes to 1:58 to go. Loss on the play of about 5 yards. They just let him run around back there and kill a lot of clock.
Yeah, he was just killing some clock and then letting that play clock get out there so they don't have to try to actually run a play or give the ball back to Rockport.
Down to 1:41 here. Clock running away. They'll wait and snap it at the last possible moment after that loss of 5, second down and 15. The new line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line is where it's marked.
They should be able to run out the clock.
Yep. Hayden Sanders is the quarterback. He'll take the snap under center and run around back here for a little bit. Now he slips and goes down on purpose. Just takes a knee back out at the 33-yard line. That gets the clock down to 1:13. Let's see. Has he got... He's going to have to snap the ball.
One more time.
Yeah. We're at 24 and 102. I'm doing the math here. Yeah, he's going to be able to get it down to where they won't have to snap it the next time.
This is third down, so Rockport will get a snap here.
Yeah, but they're down by 10 by 2 scores.
Right.
All right, third down coming up. Waiting for a snap is Hayden Sanders. Sanders is going to run around back there. I'm surprised he didn't just sprint out this way and run some more clock here. Clock is going to be down, and yes, they've got it under the play clock. We will not have to run another play. That's going to be your football game tonight. The Worth County Tigers will be defeating the Rockport Blue Jays by a final score tonight of 56-46 here in the 2025 Show Me Bowl, the Missouri 8-man State Football Championship, and with this win, Worth County will finish 13-1 with an identical record to Rockport, also at 13-1. And any way you slice it, Cody, this is a pair of really, really fine football teams tonight. And unfortunately, somebody has to lose the ball game tonight.
Right.
The Rockport Blue Jays come up on the short end. They won the season opener over Worth County But Worth County got the win. They're going to say when it counted here on the final game of the season in the state championship. Lots of good sportsmanship being shown right now. The teams are lined up out here at the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line, exchanging handshakes. And a tip of the hat to both of these teams. This has been a very, very entertaining football game tonight for us here at Spratt Stadium. Don't go away. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Stay tuned right here to Sunny 101.3. We'll be back with the post-game wrap-up on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you want care that feels like family, join us at Pleasant View in Rockport. Our 60-bed skilled nursing and rehab facility offers 24-hour support, long-term and memory care, and personalized assistance with daily living. From medication management to peaceful garden strolls, we're here to help residents thrive, mind, body, and spirit. Discover a place where comfort meets compassion. Visit Pleasant View in Rockport at 470 Rainbow Drive or call 660-744-6252 to learn more. Pleasant View, compassionate care close to home.
Got a leak that just won't quit? Perry Plumbing and Septic is here to help. Proudly serving Northwest Missouri with fast, reliable service you can count on. Whether it's your home or your business, we've got you covered. From busted pipes to bathroom upgrades, we bring the tools, the know-how, and the neighborly touch to get the job done right. We're also a state-licensed septic installer and offer excavation services for those big jobs. So call 660-787-0509 today and let Perry Plumbing and Septic take the pressure off that next project.
Are you looking for insurance with a touch of heart and hometown service? At Oswald Crow Agency in Rockport, we've been protecting families and businesses for generations. Whether it's Missouri, Nebraska, or anywhere in the Midwest, our experienced team crafts personal and commercial policies that fit your life because we believe insurance should be personal. Call 660-744-6249 to talk with an agent today. Oswald Crow Agency, family-owned, independently operated, and always here for you.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Cody Swong welcoming you back to Inside Spratt Stadium here at Missouri Western State University, St. Joseph, Missouri, where the Worth County Tigers have just defeated the Rockport Blue Jays in the Missouri 8-man state championship. The final score, 56-46. And Cody, when we look at our scoring recap here at halftime, 18-14, Rockport took the lead into the locker room, scoring on the final play of the first half. After that, it was back and forth. First, we'd get Worth County, they went up, they got within four, 26-22. Rockport, right back up by 10, 32-22 on Brock Holmes' second rushing touchdown. Holmes got his third rushing touchdown that gave Rockport their last big lead. They were up 38-28 after that one. Then Lucas Fritz scored after a seven-play, 49-yard drive on a five-yard run. Conversion failed, and Rockport was still clinging to a four-point lead, 38-34. The Blue Jays went for it on a fourth down and short, came up short on fourth down, turned the ball over on downs, took just one play for Braden Stevens to score on a 16-yard run, and that gave Worth County their first lead in the ballgame since they led 6-0 early on in the contest. The score was 42-38, but that was with 2:05 to go still in the third quarter. There was a lot of wood to chop yet in this ballgame.
Yeah.
However, with 9:05 to go in the ballgame, Jade Archer scored from 1 yard out, a five-play, 25-yard drive. Fritz caught the pass for the two-point conversion. Suddenly, it was a 12-point lead for Worth County, 50-38. But you don't count out the Blue Jays. They came battling back with 6:11 to go in the fourth quarter, an 18-yard run by Brock Holmes. Incidentally, that was his fourth rushing touchdown of the night. We had him with four rushing touchdowns, unofficially 177 yards carrying the ball. It was a seven-play, 50-yard drive. The pass went to Jaden Kyle for the two-point conversion. And the Blue Jays were back within four at 50-46. But with 2:08 to go in the ballgame, a 9-yard touchdown pass from Hayden Sanders to Caleb New capped a 10-play, 65-yard drive. Conversion failed, and your final score tonight, 56-46. The Worth County Tigers with the win over the Rockport Blue Jays. The scene down on the field here right now, the team's receiving their trophies and medals. Rockport Blue Jay boys, I'm sure, are heartbroken here, but, man, they're going to look back on this thing years from now and say, you know what, 13-1,
wow,
we were a pretty good football team.
Yeah, they're a really good football team for sure.
And Worth County's going to say the same thing. 13-1, those son of a guns beat us to the start of the season, but we got even with them toward the end. Well, Cody, this has been a lot of fun. You've got basketball tomorrow night at Mound City. We invite all of our Northwest Missouri listeners to join us for that. Our continuing coverage of the Mound City Invitational Tournament coming your way both tomorrow night and on Saturday night. Well, Cody, as we close out tonight's broadcast, I have something to share on a personal note.
Yep.
This is my final football play-by-play broadcast. I've had a 54-year run, and while I've lost track of the exact count, I know I've had the privilege of covering more than 900 football games over the past five decades. The relationships I've experienced with the school administrators, the coaches, the athletes, my fellow broadcasters will always be considered among my greatest blessings. John Nixon and I have shared the broadcast booth countless times over the past 35 years. We've traveled thousands of miles together, and I'm going to miss those football trips. I need to thank my wife, Lori, for her understanding with me being gone on Friday nights for the past 38 years of our marriage. She even agreed to schedule our wedding around the football season back in 1987. Most of all, I'd like to thank you, our listeners. After all, you're the reason we do this. The positive feedback that I've received over the years has been appreciated and hasn't gone unnoticed. I hope to continue working high school basketball for a few more years, so I'm not going away. It just seems like it's time for this 75-year-old voice to move inside where it is warm. And with that, we'll wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. Speaking for Cody Swong here in the booth and Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, Worth County 56 and Rockport 46. Thanks for listening to Blue Jays Basketball Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.